tuned in to The War Room with your host, Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, guys, welcome to the show. I got to turn my audio down here. I'm a little too loud in my own ear. Welcome to The War Room. Welcome. It is March 20th, 2026. I am your host, Rex Jones, sitting here in the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. Not sure how much longer we'll be around, and I know you guys have been hearing us say that for quite some time, but it's really getting real now. It's getting real to the point where they'll let me host a full show. Okay, so welcome, epilogue. I don't know what we'll call this, but I'm very excited to be in studio, with you guys today because I've been doing wall-to-wall coverage of this current Iran war, Iran conflict, whatever you want to call it, whatever the peace president wants to call it, right? So I've been doing wall-to-wall coverage. I got to turn myself down again. It's so loud. All right. Now I can't hear myself at all, but that's much more preferable. I'm still getting some feedback. Okay. So I've been doing wall-to-wall coverage of the Iran war on my show, The Gray Area, that I do with Tim Tompkins. And the thing that I've been honing in on, because like I'm not going to pretend to be some foreign policy expert. I'm not going to pretend to know about the missiles and the jets and the planes. And I'm not on all the Telegram channels tracking the time of the strikes and whatnot and getting the conflicting information. I'm not doing that because that's not where my expertise is. Where my expertise is tracking the American public's feelings towards the war and really disaffected Trump voters like myself. And as time goes on, I'm discovering propaganda that is just more and more insane. We're going to get into that as well as root causes for the war, why this is all happening, and things that are going to happen in the future as a direct result of the conflict. It really is, it's not good. It's very bad, and it's going to get a lot worse. Donald Trump did not understand what he got us into when he started this conflict. He truly believed, because Bibi Netanyahu told him, that we could do this and effect regime change quickly. Well, people told me that I was a fool the first day when I discounted it, when I covered it live at 3 a.m. They told me it would be quick and easy, that it wasn't a war, the 1973 War Powers Act, all of that. Well, TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. What's going on? The peace president is about to commit ground troops in the conflict. And people are telling me I was insane when I was saying that a couple years ago. That's about to be a fact of reality. But I'm going to get into all sorts of crazy clips and videos of people shilling and selling this war. People are saying it's good because you can bet on it. People are saying it's good because they can somehow cut waste, fraud, and abuse by, instead of giving money to waste and fraud, giving money to military companies, to the defense industrial complex. I mean, it's a wild time to be alive. And I know a lot of people in the audience aren't going to like me for saying this, and you know what? It is what it is. I've only supported Trump, or did support Trump, for a decade straight. I supported him before my dad did. People will tell me that I'm not MAGA, that I don't know what I'm talking about, that I'm a doomer. But I'll tell you this. Donald Trump betrayed this country. And anyone who tells you the opposite is either ignorant, misinformed, or malevolent. They're trying to fool you, deceive you into doing something that they want. And what they want is more American death, more American blood and treasure being spilled in the Middle East for another country so that we can rise a new empire on the ashes of our old one. So just being real, we're going to talk about a lot of real straight facts here on the show tonight. Really honored again to be here with you guys on The War Room, where I will be hosting the full 3-hour show. Now, we're going to get into all this in the first hour. In the second hour, we're going to talk supplements, okay? First half of that hour, I'm going to teach you about methylene blue, what it actually is. We're going to watch a little video on it. I'm going to teach you about this stack, the Power Drive bundle, which is sitting on the desk right now. It's a stack that I designed. It's one of the dozens of supplement formulas that I've created over the years, both here and at other places, doing contractual work for people. Really proud of this formula. I'm going to teach you all about it, because oftentimes people take supplements, they know what they are, they know of them, but they don't really know, like, they don't know the definition of it. Like, what is a supplement? What does it actually do for me? Why should I invest in a product like this? Why should I spend the money? Well, I'm going to tell you why it is a 360 win, like we always say. But thank you for listening to me today. We're going to have a lot of really good stuff to get into tonight. Welcome to The War Room with Rex Jones. Doesn't that sound nice? You know, I've been in this building since I was 8 years old. And I never thought I was going to host in here. I'll tell you that. Like, I've done guest hosting and I've hosted with other people, but it's just one-on-one, you and me, audience connection. So thank you for deciding to spend your afternoon listening to me, hanging out with me. We're going to get into all of it today.
The have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
To the War Room with your host, Rex Jones. Watch it live right
Welcome
now.
Welcome back to the show, guys. Rex Jones here, filling in for the great Harrison Smith, doing a full 3-hour show for y'all. I want to get into some of the crazy Fox News boomer propaganda, because keep in mind, I've been doing the work. I've been interviewing the boomers on the streets where I can find them. I've got one video out with a lot of views right now. It's pinned at the top of my Twitter profile. Maybe we can pull that up really quick. But I've been seeking out the boomers. I've been trying to collect boomer scalps. I've been trying to figure out what they actually believe, because it's hard. You know, like, I stopped watching Fox News when I was probably like 16 years old. You know, here's the thing. I'll give you guys a little bit of lore about my dad, because I know that's why you're probably listening. You might be interested in this. So we used to have this gym, and I think he still has a gym in his garage, but every morning he used to do cardio, and he would watch Fox News for like 2 hours. He would watch Fox and Friends, like Trump, and I would also watch Fox and Friends. And for a time, I believe that paradigm was real. I mean, when I was in high school, I was listening to Ben Shapiro, right? I was driving to school or doing whatever, listening to Michael Knowles or Matt Walsh, right? So we all evolve in our political understanding, but not these old people. These old people, and I'm not slandering or dissing anyone that's old in the audience. I love you. If you're awake, you truly are a titan among the boomers or whatever we'll call you. But some of these people, their brains have crystallized, and what they've learned is that they're a part of the empire. They get the benefits of the empire. They got the house they bought for $80,000 that's now worth $600,000. They got everything grandfathered in. They're on a pension or whatever. They were able to save. They were able because the American economy worked for them at the time that they were using it, right? Not so much for people anymore. And they're totally unrecognizant of the fact that their decisions, their voting patterns, their habits for more imperialism, more devaluation of the dollar, more just horrible domestic and foreign policy has enabled us to be in the situation in which we're at today. So I want to go ahead and roll this Fox News clip, because they have a panel of Jewish people here to tell you that the Iranian people are begging for more bombs to fall on their head. So let's just go ahead and get into that, because to the boomer, they just watch that and they believe it like it's gospel. Let's play the clip.
You have the people who are talking to Iranians in Iran saying, you know, they're most afraid of the bombs stopping, because if the bombs stop, they believe the United States might be done.
Absolutely. And when they have the moment to tweet, they're tweeting and saying, please don't stop, because the worst thing that could happen to us is if you leave this regime in place, which means who is going to pay the price? We, the Iranian people, are. They're going to torture us more. They're going to kill us. They're going to throw us in prison.
Okay, so we're living in a world where, you know, they can't go to school, or they can't do whatever because they have to wear the hijab, or else they bonk them on the head. First off, that's completely not true. And anyone who's studied Iran, who's studied the country, who's watched documentaries on it, who's seen reporters on the ground, that's not how they treat their people. But anyway, let's just go ahead and grant that. Let's say it's evil. The Ayatollah runs around with a giant club like the Goblin King from Lord of the Rings and smacks you in the head if you're not wearing the full burqa or whatever, right? Even though that's not true. So do you think those people view the B-2 bombers and the planes strafing them and the explosions going off, do you think they view that as liberation? Do you think that's preferable rather than having to wear the head covering or whatever? I guess the boomers do. The boomers view it as it's the evil. It's what does Lindsey Graham always say? It's the religious Nazis. They're religious Nazis. It's what they are, the religious Nazis. They believe that narrative, but they don't believe the same narrative about Israel. And they're completely unaware of the Palestinian genocide. They're completely unaware of what's happened in Gaza. But oh boy, that evil Ayatollah, he's so mean and nasty. He killed 30,000 people. No proof for that claim. No evidence for that claim. No substantiation of it. I asked Grok. I asked liberal Grok, and Grok told me there's not a single primary source for it. So that claim, ooh, that's big. That's amplified. We have to go kill the Pope to 300 Muslims. But Bibi Netanyahu is able to declare Amalek on a population of 2 million people on the population of Gaza and is able to turn that place into a burned out parking lot. But in the boomer, the Iranians want to be liberated. In the mind of the boomer, that's how they see things. It doesn't make sense. It's not congruent to me. Let's go ahead and roll that next clip. Let's talk about boots on the ground provide leverage. Leverage for who exactly? Because what are we trying to accomplish in this war? We'll talk about it.
Senator, the Wall Street Journal reports that the Pentagon is sending three warships and thousands of additional Marines to the Middle East. Now, the president says he doesn't want boots on the ground in Iran. So what are these Marines doing there?
Well, they provide a lot of leverage, Stuart, and I just love the president when he keeps the reporters on their toes. We shouldn't be telling people what we are going to do and when we are going to do it. But believe me, President Donald J. Trump has the best interests of the United States at heart, but he also loves
our see how happy these people are? You see how excited they are about war and death and murder and destruction? I mean, she's beaming ear to ear, and she looks like someone you think might sell real estate. She might sell you a house or something. There is a whole industry built in D.C., built in that town, that Donald Trump is kind of the final capstone of. And everything he's doing right now is everything he ever promised not to do, and it's everything that they've always wanted, right? Now, I want to look at this deeply for a little while. Why did we support Donald Trump? We supported Donald Trump on the promise of an anti-establishment guy who was going to come in there and, like he said to Hillary, because you'd be in jail, put these people in jail because they committed crimes. What we didn't realize about Trump is that Trump himself was compromised. Trump was compromised in his own nature. So, of course, he's not going to be able to prosecute these people or do any of the things that he said he was going to do because, like, it's a big club and you ain't in it. Right. And people will still defend him. They'll still call him the peace president when it's very obvious. Like, where is our Epstein file? Where's our Epstein file? Where's our peace in the Middle East? Where's our into inflation? Where's our American ingenuity? Where are all these things? Well, I'll tell you where the American ingenuity is. It's being spent on this war. People are figuring out in this country how to build more weapons. We have a weapon shortage. We're running out of munitions, massively running out of munitions. I've got tons of videos talking about it. And instead of focusing on positive things, instead of like health care for our people, instead of improving civil infrastructure, instead of taking care of veterans, the people on Capitol Hill, they don't get excited about that stuff. She's not smiling talking about that stuff. She's smiling talking about the war because that's all these people ever do. All they want to do is kill more human beings. That's what the pharmaceutical industry does. That's what the military industrial complex does. That's what the bureaucracy of government does as a whole. That's America's job, right? And like we have to sit here and realize that we want to change that. I mean, that, at least I do. Like I'm a younger person, right? And I refuse to believe that America is going to get worse throughout my entire lifetime. And I know a lot of other people agree with me and feel the same way that I do about that. We care about our country. We love our country. We want our country to do better. We don't want the only thing that we can be proud of, quote unquote, is our ability to destroy and kill. And we can't even do that. We can't even do that without incurring massive losses. I think they've hit 10 radars. And overall cost of the war itself is like $25 billion so far. I'm sure it's at 30 now. It's like $3 to $5 billion a day. Just going off median price being like $300 million. That's another $3 billion added on to the total. We're at like $35 billion so far for this conflict. And the people that support this war, the people that support Trump will tell you, they will make the argument to your face. They're proud of it. They will go, don't you want to destroy Iran? Don't you want to wipe it off the map? Aren't you tired of those caveman muzzies over there? And you're like, who are you? Are you a human being? Are you an actual individual? Look at this. 25,976,449,000. It goes up by the second. And to everyone telling you that we can't have things better domestically, that we actually can't have social policies, imagine if we spent some of this money. You know, say get rid of toll roads or something. I mean, that would just be a drop in the bucket, right? So we sit here, we talk about these things. Let's go to our real president because we talk about Trump. Trump is kind of like the manager of the Burger King, right? Like he's the guy who like waves in front of the place and he pays the employees
and he's got the apron on. Netanyahu is like the CEO of Burger King, and he tells Trump everything he needs to do. I think that's plainly obvious with what's going on. Let's roll this clip of Netanyahu talking about boots on the ground. Let's talk about it.
It is often said that you can't win, you can't do revolutions from the air. That is true. You can't do it only from the air. You can do a lot of things from the air, and we're doing, but there has to be a ground component as well. There are many possibilities for this ground component, and I take the liberty of not sharing with you all those possibilities.
So are they going to break their record? Will this be the first war that they've aided us in? All our other allies, most of them have aided us in like the Gulf War conflicts and other conflicts around the area. They have never aided us. The IDF has never fought alongside American troops. You can't name me one example. So I don't think he's talking about them. I think he's talking about our people. And you see Netanyahu admit it's limited what you can get done from the air, whatever. That's not what they told us when this started. They told us when this started that this was an assassination campaign, that we were going to wipe out the supreme leader and effect regime change. That was the claim given to everybody, right? But as time has gone on and gone on and gone on, it's been proven that they didn't know what the hell they were messing with. They didn't know what they were talking about. The supreme leader left very detailed messages in leadership and organizational structure. I think the country is broken up into like 8 different units, and they all have like a 7-tier list of like, if this person dies, you sub in this person. If this person dies, you sub in this person. And Trump has made the claim repeatedly, basically every single day since the conflict has started, that the war is over. I have declared victory and I have completely destroyed their military. We watch videos of these drones and missiles hitting these cities, you know, like every few hours, okay? And we see the videos of people's alerts on their phones because they'll say, oh, it's not happening in Israel anymore. There's no proof. There's no evidence. Well, I'll tell you what. I think it's like a 5-year felony if you record and send it out that you go to jail. You go to prison for doing that. Complete and total media blackout over what's going on over there right now. How long can they take that? Look at this. Western Walt Rabbi denounces missile fire near Holy Jerusalem sites, prays for safety. Now, the Muslims and the Jews and the Christians all hold Jerusalem sacred for different reasons. But, you know, there's been a lot of allegations of potential false flags coming, right? Because, like, they want to destroy that Al-Aqsa Mosque. They want to rebuild the Third Temple. So there's a lot of different conflicting things going on here. Let's go to our dear leader. Let's go to the peace president. I love him so much.
I love President Trump. I love him so much.
Let's go to the peace president talking about the war. You'd think that was impossible to have a peace president talk about the war. He's doing it. He truly is the greatest. You'll get tired of winning.
It's all done. Everything was going great. The economy was great. Oil prices were very low. Gasoline was dropping to, I mean, we had $1.99, $1.85. We had great everything. And I saw what was happening in Iran, and I said, I hate to make this excursion, but we're going to have to do it. And I actually thought the numbers would be worse. I thought that it would go up more than it did. But we're doing this excursion, and when it's completed, we're going to have a much safer world. And the prime minister agrees with me on this. She considers it to be terrible what Iran did. I think every country does. Just about every country does. Iran
right,
is
we're
a
gonna
serious
pause it. Okay, so it's terrible what Iran did. Now, I guess he's implying that it's terrible that Iran closed the Strait of Hormuz. You know what's terrible? You know why I'm so passionately against this? And I'm really, I'm not a part of Trump's team anymore. I can tell you that. And I was an early adopter, man. I was a true believer. Let me tell you why. They want to say it's Iran's fault. It's terrible what Iran did. You know what we did in the initial strikes that we did again on them? Just like the 12-day war, we're the initial aggressors. It's our war of choice. It's our war of aggression. The first thing we do, bomb the elementary school. We killed 160 to 180 little girls and their teachers. We double tap the place. So when we hit it the first time, right, and these little girls are they're gathering at school. It's early in the morning. When we hit this place the first time, the survivors go into the prayer room. They go into the safe room. We double tap it. That's why the kill count was so high. And so that's according to the sources that I've seen speak on this, and I consider them to be reliable. It's truly incredible what's gone on. Because, you know, if we were the America, I have to say, like, not 20 or 30 years ago, because then we would do it too. This is like Orange W. Bush. Like, it's the same exact thing. If we were more principled Americans, if we were in the time of JFK or something like this, if America did this, we would take a step back. We would say, this has to end. This has to stop. We messed up. We did something wrong. they still only tacitly admit it, right? And Trump came out and he made this claim. He goes, well, you know, a lot of countries have tomahawks. A lot of countries have them. And it's like, no, Trump, France, Germany, UK, Japan, those are the only nations that have Tomahawk missiles. He implied that Iran had it and that they hit themselves. And that's what everybody online was saying. And that's just a cardinal example of, like, to the people that defend this, the people that defend this conflict, like, do you defend how it started? Do you defend how we started it? Do you understand that the chief judge at the Nuremberg trials broke it down? He made it very clear. A war of aggression is the ultimate war crime because all other war crimes are wrapped up in that war of aggression. And we're going to get into that. I've got a phenomenal clip talking about that. Let's go to the vice president now, because we want to cover what the officials are saying. They're very important. They're our leaders. They're our gods. We have to do whatever they say. We have to believe them. Vance claims high prices are Biden's fault. That's right. It's always Joe Biden. It's always Biden's fault. Let's go ahead and roll it.
Hi, Mr. Vice President. Brett Kast with WXYZ here in Detroit. Thank you for taking questions. We're seeing gas prices here climbing at home, in particular here in Metro Detroit, with what's going on with Iran and the impacts in the Strait of Hormuz. What is the administration doing to help keep gas prices down, and where do you see gas prices going here in the near future?
Well, you know, the President of the United States has been crystal clear about this. Look, gas prices are up. And we know they're up, and we know that people are hurting because of it, and we're doing everything that we can to ensure that they stay lower. I will say, you know, the president said this, and I certainly agree with it, this is a temporary blip, okay? What happened under the Biden administration is the gas prices were high for 4 years. Gas prices are higher right now, and frankly, they're not even as high as they were during certain parts of the Biden administration because of what's going on in the Middle East. It's not going to last forever. We're going to take care of business. We're going to come back home, and when that happens, you're going to see energy prices come back down to reality. But all right, in the meantime.
All right. Every single energy expert that I've heard talk about this conflict, and specifically the latest strikes, the strikes on the Qatari field on the Iranian side of it from Israel and then Iran's retaliation, the attack that Trump condemned yesterday or the day before, I get confused because the news happens so fast. We are not in a stable situation, and what's happened now is a lot like the supply chain crisis during COVID. This is going to have months, if not years-long consequences. You don't just get to pick and choose. So when they go out there and they make these grand claims, they talk like they truly control the world, when in fact they only control the United States of America. And is it true that the United States of America is the global hegemon and has all this power and influence everywhere? Yes, that's true. But what's also true is that we've been on a steep decline for a very long time. And the weaponization of the global financial system from Biden weaponizing SWIFT and using that against the Russians and all the sanctions on Russian oil and the embargoes and all of that, that made BRICS develop SIPs, that made them get into payment processing themselves. And then when Trump does this thing, when Trump goes in there and says, yeah, I'm going to start this war, what does Iran do? They closed the Strait of Hormuz. What does Trump think? Trump didn't even have it in his mind that they could do that. This has come out. I don't have the source for it right now, but I know it to be true because I've seen him talk about it. They didn't expect the Strait of Hormuz to be shut down. They didn't think the Iranians were serious. They thought they could do whatever they wanted, just like a 500% tariff or whatever, just like all these things, these white rabbits that Trump pulls out of his hat over and over and over again. They don't work on serious countries. It might work on Argentina. It might work on the EU. It might work on Japan or South Korea or whatever. It's not working on Iran. It's not working on Russia or China. Yeah, look at this. This is an energy emergency. Entire countries may run out of oil. The optimistic view is that Trump will chicken out. That's Taco Trump. Trump always chickens out and leaves the Gulf to put out the fire that he has ignited. Yeah, like there ain't no brakes on this train, and nobody decides how this is going to go. I mean, some countries only have, you know, a month's worth of oil left. And at that point, what are you going to do? China has extended an offer to Taiwan to give them energy security guarantee and to become part of mainland China. I mean, they already recognize them as part of mainland China. So what Trump has done by initiating this conflict is he's brought in the brave new world. And the brave new world is a multipolar world. And that's a world where Russia and China actually have a seat at the table. Now, what's going to be the real thing that comes out of all these conflicts, or just this conflict, the Iran war, the Ukraine war, in a few years to a decade? Well, you know, just like you had the Geneva Convention, just like you had the Versailles Treaty, when America inevitably loses in these long-term protracted wars that we don't have the munitions nor the men to fight, we're going to be the ones that are going to have to admit defeat. We're the ones that are going to have to make concessions. We're the ones that are going to be screwed. And I sit here being anti-war because I care about the country and I don't want to have to go through the utter humiliation of that for our nation. And these people that are pro-war, and I got videos of them, okay? These people that are pro-war have lost their marbles. They have lost their damn minds. They have gone crazy because they think, like a heroin addict, like a junkie, they think they can just keep sticking the needle in, they can get the same result. Well, spoiler alert, you've given yourself a lethal dose with this conflict. Iran is a country of 92 million people that has been prepping for two decades to win this conflict. They lost over a million people fighting Saddam Hussein in a war that involved chemical weapons. And you think 5,000 Marines are going to go take that country of like a million square kilometers plus? You think that's going to work? The only way it works is total ground invasion. And I mean, the entire youth population of America would disappear into Canada and in Mexico overnight. Okay, that's just what would happen. So what you want is not reasonable, not feasible. The only other path up the escalation ladder that we could go to would be nuclear weapons. Do you support that? Do you support nuking Iran? I watch these clips of these guys talking about, like, they don't support destroying Iran. And it's just like, did your mother smoke crack when she was pregnant with you? Is that what's going on? I love President Trump. He's my hero. Well, like, what about the COVID vaccine? What about the inflation? What about the forever wars that he promised not to get into? Well, what does it take? Why did you support him?
I supported him because of immigration. I want the border shut down. I want the illegals out.
Well, he shut down the border. I'll give you that. How many deportations are we getting this year? 300,000? How many people came in under Biden? 20 plus million? So he gives you that like little chiclet out of the Mexican food place vending machine. And he gives the steak, he gives the entire cow away to the military industrial complex, to the bureaucracy, to Israel, to the Zionist state. And you sit there and you're like, well, this chiclet tastes delicious. This is exactly what I voted for. That's not what I voted for twice. It's not why I supported the guy since I was 15 years old. Wake up. It's time for you to wake up and smell the roses because your political position will be untenable in a matter of months. I ain't even going to say a year. In a matter of months, it will be totally over for anybody that supports this war, this conflict in any way, shape, or form. And there are plenty of people, like, I'm a moderate. I'm a fence sitter. There are plenty of people that literally they do a show where they set their camera up in their backyard and they just go sit on the middle of their fence. And they're live streaming to their audience. Like, I'm sitting on the middle of the fence. The fence is riding up my butt right now. And like, that's people do plenty of shows like that. And I'm not going to name names on InfoWars. I'm not going to tear people down. Someone accused me of ankle biting, when I've been doing this just as long as they have. Here's the thing. Okay. You saying Trump is awesome, that he's based, and every time one of these military strikes goes on, it's cool. You're just egging him on to go up the escalation ladder. And when we do that, and like, God forbid, I don't want any of this to happen. I want a miracle to happen. When the Americans start dropping in mass, which is, that's your position. That's what you support. You can't come back to people like us who are anti, who didn't want any Americans, not one drop of blood to fall. You can't come back to us and act like you're a part of the normal political discourse because you have been exposed as what you are. And what are those people exactly? We had a word for them. It's not liberal. It's not trendy. And those have been fun to use because of the Trump era, but we're coming back into the real heat now. We're coming back into the pre-Trump era of politics. What do we call these individuals? We call them neocons. They are damned neocons. Welcome back to the return of the neocon era. The old dragon has risen. It's our turn to pick up the sword and slay it. Thank you for watching me. I'll be back after this break.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke. In the 50s, they said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades. So they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research. The human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document the potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect. But it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back to the show, guys. We're going to get into some more insane war propaganda now. I want to hear from the experts, because I was just recommending the experts to you guys. I was telling you got to listen to these neocons when they talk. You got to see the predictions they make, and then, you know, as the days, the weeks, the months, the years go by, we get to go back and examine such statements. So let's take a look at what Dave Rubin, the great genius, of course, part of the Shapiro Club and all that, he buys kids. Let's see what he has to say.
So allow me to make a prediction here in my prediction stuff. I'm not Polly Market, I'm not Kalshi, but I'm pretty good at predictions. And my prediction here is that everything that the media is now going to say about Iran's going to close the Strait of Hormuz and energy prices are going to go crazy and all these, none of this is going to come to pass. That isn't to say there won't be a little bumps here and there in the market. And it's not to say one random thing, you know, bad thing might happen to a ship or something like that.
All right, pause it.
But Iran.
All right. It's not that one bad thing has happened to the ship. It's not that, you know, there might be a change for a little period of time. This person and many other people like him are claiming they were never going to shut the strait. I mean, this is what the president himself believed. And guess what, man? It's not a problem with one little ship. Dozens of tankers have been hit. I believe ports have been hit. Refineries have been hit. You're allowed to pass through that region. It's technically open, just not if you're an ally of the United States of America. And well, what's worse about that, Dave? They're going to make every ship that goes through, they're going to make sure the oil on it is bought in Chinese yuan. Welcome to the new world. Let's play the rest of the clip.
Their military has basically been decimated. So they can keep doing PR stunts and having the second general of the fourth command of the third wing of the Iranian army show up on MSNBC. They can keep do that and make his threats and say, we're going to let things through if we like you and not if we don't. But it just is utterly irrelevant. We are the sheriff.
Okay, we are the sheriff. Is that what he just said? He's like, yeah, we're the world policeman. We can do whatever we want. Yeah, we don't rule that region. That region is thousands of miles away from us. And over the decades, as we've fought more and more of these useless damn wars because lemmings like you have pushed for them, we've gotten to the point where we can't win conflicts anymore, especially not this one. And people will come after me and they'll say that it's not patriotic to say that we can't win this. And I'm just like, I'm sorry, I live in reality. I care about this country a hell of a lot more than you do, apparently. You're signing us up for another $200 billion in spending minimum. That's just what they're talking about at the Pentagon. I'm sure they'll want more money. Yeah, I am the sheriff. I'm in charge. But, you know, the sheriff, they have tapes of the sheriff doing very naughty things. And there's a guy named Bibi who has the tapes. So I'm a sheriff for him. I do what he says. Yeah, it's crazy how wrong these people are. And they still continue to speak like they're prophets. And like Dave Rubin. He does a podcast for himself, okay? Like, no one wants to watch Dave Rubin. Like, who's your audience? People that buy children to have in their family? Like they're, like, collectible dolls or something? Because that's what he's done. He buys his own kids. So, yeah, people like Dave Rubin out there. And his job is to manufacture consent for this war. And I guess the skin suit he's trying to put on it is, like, I'm clean cut. I'm professional. I look correct. Kind of looks like a kid's dentist that you wouldn't take your kid to, in my opinion. But okay, sorry. That's a classic. InfoWars classic. But he's sitting there like, I'm clean cut. I have the nice podcast studio, whatever. It's reasonable. You know, I'm not the best, but if you bet on me on Kalshi, you'd be pretty correct. If people bet on you and Kalshi, they would lose their house. If people bet on you and Kalshi, their wife would divorce them. If people bet on you and Kalshi, their little kids couldn't go to school because they couldn't afford to buy the supplies. Okay, so like everyone like this, they will try to have political careers over the years that follow, over the months that follow, and you call it out online, and you're like, hey, like, are you MIGA? Are you MIGA? Like, are you for real MIGA? Are you serious right now, MIGA? And like, you have that conversation with them, and you supply the evidence of what they've done. They can't stand up against it because they are pro-American death. That guy sitting there, all sanitized, all clean with the frosted tips and whatever. I am jealous of the hair. I'll tell you the truth. Okay, that's a little ad hominem attack for me. That's not relevant. This guy sitting there, like, he might as well be sitting in a bucket of blood. Like, seriously. Like, people like this, people like Ben Shapiro, people like Mark Levin, get that crud off your teeth, boy. Look at this guy. These are the people running your country. That's Trump's golfing buddy. Is that what you voted for? I don't think so. It's certainly not what I voted for. But you get these people out there, and they should be, like, holding a machete like Jason. It's like, that's what they are. And what's a Lindsey Graham quote that I can just pull off the top of my head? We're killing all the right people, or bombing all the right people, one of the two, it's the same thing, and we're cutting your taxes. Well, are your taxes cut? I was having a little debate with the crew earlier about welfare policy, and like the argument like from the right wing on like why we wouldn't need social programs is like, why do we pay all these taxes? Why do we pay taxes into a system that in total has spent over $10 trillion in the Middle East? And Ukraine, if you wrap it all together, it is what it is. People will go like, actually, it's not true, and it's valuable to our security interests in the region that we do that spending to protect Americans and to protect American allies. How has that worked out for us? Have things gotten better or have things gotten worse? Have things gotten more expensive or have they gotten cheaper? Do you feel safe and secure? Or do you feel threatened all the time? Oh, the sleeper cell. They're going to kill me. They're going to get me. I'm more worried about the nukes because Israel and America are losing this conflict. And like I said earlier on the show, there's only two rungs up the escalation ladder to go to from the situation we're in now. It's either ground deployment or nuclear weapon. And the way these people talk, the way that people talk that are pro-war, they don't even have some like nerdite explanation for like how you could make the troops work and how you could get the Kurds and whatever. I've seen a couple people make that argument. They're literally like, they're Nazis and look at what we did to the Japanese in World War II. And we have to kill 92 million people. We have to make their 4,000-year-old homeland uninhabitable. We have to do it because we can. It's like, well, we have the nukes. We're going to use them. So I just explained all that to you. Let's go to the Larry Johnson clip talking about what Iran has actually gotten done. Because Dave Rubin, he's like, oh, they might fly one drone into a building or something. They might blow up one ship. Let's see what the Iranians have actually done.
What is really going on?
Well, the American people are being lied to by their own government about what's transpiring. Iran has destroyed five radars. There are two types. One's called an ANTPY and the other's an ANFPS. One of them costs $500 million. And there are two, the other two each cost $1 billion.
Wow.
Yeah. These are big time radars. They were located at our military base in Al Udeid, at the naval base in Bahrain, all of which have been bombed, attacked. The Bahrain facility is essentially destroyed. And those radars were critical for our whole air defense system because they would provide the immediate warning that, oh, there's been a missile launch. It's going on this trajectory. This is where you need to be prepared to engage it. And it was tied into what was called a terrain high altitude area defense weapon, THAAD, THAAD. Well, we have like a total of 10 THAAD batteries in the world. Iran has destroyed three of those. 30% of our total number of THAADs in the world. Iran's destroyed three of those in this last week. They've destroyed about $4 billion worth of radars in a week. And they are now, they've been regularly hitting Israel despite our claims that we've blown up their launchers. We continue to think that we can solve these problems with force instead of diplomacy.
Yeah, so we just broke it down real clear for you, right? So like this isn't a minor thing that's inconsequential and they've hit a few buildings and they've hit a few vehicles or whatever. Our entire position in the Middle East is being threatened right now. We don't have a place to stage these troops. They're hitting all of our bases over and over and over again. And in doing that, they're making the Gulf countries feel very unsafe. Why are we in those countries? We said, hey, you know, you give up a little bit of your freedom to us and we're going to provide you security. We're going to be your security guarantee in the region. You can buy from us if you want to build up your own military, but we're going to station our people in our places here. Now, Iran is making it very clear to those nations that that decision is not a wise one. And if they continue to make that decision and continue to allow Americans to host their armies in their countries, it's not going to be tolerated and they're going to hit their cities. I mean, you look at a place like Dubai. And Dubai was like the epicenter of new wealth and was growing and expanding. And now it's desolate and it keeps getting hit and hit and hit over and over and over again. You look at our bases all around the region. You look at Saudi Arabia. Look at Riyadh. You look at our embassies. You look at the military staging grounds, all of it. And what does the United States do? The United States makes the claim that these other countries have to join us in the conflict, that they have to start fighting alongside us, that it's their responsibility because they're being threatened too. So these other countries, they look at the arrangement, they look at the deal. They can either aid the Americans and join them in another protracted hellish war and probably lose power in the process, or they could agree to, you know, have their oil transported safely through the Strait of Hormuz and through the Red Sea and to not host the American military bases anymore so Iran doesn't mess with them. The competition is what will happen first. Iran is like a guy that is hanging from one of those pull-up bars at the fair. And America is like a fat guy who's like 90 years old and is like on hallucinogenic drugs and is about to die. And as the fat guy teeters around, all the guy on the bar has to do is keep holding on. And it's a real competition between if the fat guy falls over first or if the guy on the, yeah, look at that right now. That's Iran. That's Iran right now in the situation. They just got to keep doing pull-ups. You just hang on the bar anyway. And imagine just like a fat, metaphysical 90-year-old Uncle Sam in front of him about to fall over. That's where we're at, the conflict. And from a perspective of people knowing what they're fighting for, do you know what the number one rule of warfare is? You have to know the nature of the conflict of which you're embarked on, right? And America, we didn't understand our objectives. We didn't have any clear purpose or goal for this war. Our stated goal for this war, as Marco Rubio and Trump have both reiterated, was that Israel was going to do the strike, and we believed Iran would retaliate and hit our bases and kill American troops. And in order to prevent that from happening, we had to make the initial strike so powerful that that wasn't a concern. Spoiler alert, that didn't work out. Okay? And these things are very basic for people to understand. I want to play the clip of these morons. Let's just play the moron clip. Play clip 10, brain dead morons, because I saw these guys call out basically everybody, defend Trump, basically say the war is good, say we must destroy Iran. I think I'm going to have them on my personal show next week. Let's go ahead and play clip 10.
They're all connected. InfoWars, Flynn, Stone, Tucker, Bannon, all of the whole MAGA movement, Megyn Kelly. Let's keep going to the Hodgkins twins, Patrick Byrne. Failed intelligence agencies wrapped themselves around Trump's movement, acted like they were pro-Trump, and then threw the baby out with the bathwater because they don't want Trump to win.
All right, this is going to be a takedown. We're going to analyze this slowly. So I don't like that they're about to diss my dad and crap all over my dad. They're literally using his phrase book about Trump, talking about not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I hate it when my dad says that, because it's Rosemary's baby, and it's trying to eat us alive, and you have to throw it out with the bathwater. He's saying, these people are saying, I don't even know what their names are, to be honest with you, even though I'm having them on the show. I probably should give a better plug than that. These people are saying that we were fake MAGA until it got hard, until it got difficult, and then we left. No, we had reasons for voting for the guy that we put in office. We thought he was anti-war. We thought he was pro-limited government. We thought he was anti-deep state. Turns out he's the final agent of the deep state. So we're going to do more of a takedown where they're like, they turned on Trump when times were hard. We were here in 2018 getting deplatformed. We were here getting kicked off every single social media platform in the world. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. My dad gone, not allowed to be a person, working hard for Trump. What did Trump famously say? As long as I'm on Twitter, it's okay. You turned on Trump when times got hard. We were like a dog waiting for its master for like 7 years to come home and give us food. God forbid we left the door. We'll play more of it. They really get my ire up. We're going to blow. What's this? Oh, Rosemary's baby. Uh-oh. Oh, we got Trump. Uh-oh. Yeah, that's our reaction to the war. That's how we feel. Look at what was born. We'll go back to the clip now. Let's go back to the clip.
They loathe Trump, guys.
They don't want Iran to be destroyed. It's not that they don't want Trump to win. They don't want Iran to be destroyed.
All right, pause it. So is it Christian and MAGA to wish for a country of 92 million people to be destroyed? And what they'll do is they'll come out and say, we don't mean that. We want the regime to be destroyed. You're twisting our words. No, it's what you said. You're like, they don't want Iran to be destroyed. Yeah, I don't want Iran to be destroyed. I think that every other reasonable human on the planet, even if they want Iran to be, say, defeated, they would want Iran and its economy and its people to be able to do well, right? But that's the mindset. That's the MAGA mindset. That's the boomer mindset. You notice how these guys are all ancient too. You're not hearing young people say this, because like everyone on the left and right that's under 35 years old knows this is a complete crock of bull, right? But you see them out here. Oh my, I got so angry. I missed my point. I lost my point. Oh, they're talking about destroying Iran. They're like, yeah, these people don't want to destroy an entire country. These people make these statements and they'll go, oh no, I'm talking about the regime. Well, the military that's ultimately going to drop the nuke is going to cite examples like this. So like, well, you know, it was popular public opinion to do it. A lot of the U.S. population were neocons. They wanted us to drop those bombs. Sure, we killed 2 million Iranians to make them submit. Oh, they thought they were brave. They thought they were martyrs until the nuclear bomb came out and they were like, I gotta get out of here. Like, screw you, honestly. Old man, going to be in the grave soon. Go ahead and play the rest of it.
If you destroy Iran, you destroy our fear. You got to understand, like, they're all motivated by fear. Watch Candace. An episode of InfoWars. The only thing they're doing is shoving fear and doom and gloom down your throat 24/7. Right now, they can't do it. They can't say, oh, Iran is going to destroy all the world. So they're saying Donald Trump is going to destroy all the world. Do you understand how this works?
So I got another article in my stack. Saudis are predicting oil to hit $180 a barrel. That is destroying the world. That is what destroying the world looks like. That is what mass starvation looks like. That's what death looks like. That's what you support. These people, man, they live in their own little world. They live in their binky baby Bibi Netanyahu world. It's crazy. Go back to it.
It's a template. It's a matter of what you plug into the template. Nick Fuentes was propped up by InfoWars. Ali Alexander, propped up by InfoWars. Candace Owens, propped up by InfoWars. All of these different talking heads.
Yeah, it's called being a network, motherfucker. Oh, sorry. That's bad. I'm on a network now. That was a big mistake. We got to blurb that out. That's called being a network. That's called being a real news institution, as I curse and mess things up. That's called being legitimate, okay? That's called having everybody on, even people that you disagree with or whatever. My dad and Fuentes have argued and fought about stuff for years. It's called having an open platform. And you're just doing a podcast. You're just doing a show, whatever. I do a podcast and show too. The difference is I have a media background and you don't. So they're like, it's a crazy conspiracy theory. All the top conspiracy theory people go on InfoWars and they're a part of the network operation. Now, no, we have guests, okay? Fuentes is never part of the network. Ali Alexander, disgusting, never a part of the network, okay? Candace Owens, never a part of the network. Famously not a part of the network. Didn't want to be a part of the network. Come on, man. Come on, Mega. Mega, please. We can play the rest of it.
Surrounding Roger Stone and General Flynn have all been propped up by InfoWars. The QAnon shaman brought on to InfoWars. Every single, you know, who InfoWars never interviewed.
So you're not allowed to bring the uber viral QAnon shaman on the show to like try to do a banger interview and try to get views? You're not allowed to interview Kanye West? Oh, he's got Ali Alexander with him. Ooh, oh, it's like, we're trying to go viral. We're going to get the viral interview. We're going to do the badass media project. Like, why would they do it? Why would they do the thing that's going to get a lot of views? And it's like, okay, all right. So like news, media, information, it's something you're unfamiliar with. You're more familiar with like, you have like a wall of DVDs, I guess. And that's what you go to over and over and over again. Then you got the Fox News on the TV as well. Okay. All right. Have you ever seen Piers Morgan? You ever seen Piers Morgan have on all the guests? Piers Morgan talked to a terrorist. Piers Morgan is a federal agent. It's just, come on, man. Please play the rest of it.
The two of us.
They attacked
us. Not any interest. No, not any interest whatsoever.
Pause it again. We gotta pause it again. I'm totally interested. We're gonna have you on the show, my show, not this one, because I'm not the big bucks. I'm not the big boy. Maybe we could do a morning episode. I don't know what y'all's availability is like. We're gonna talk about this. Y'all are just deranged Trump sycophant boomers who trust the plan and want to destroy another country because you think you have the moral right to, and you think that Trump hasn't destroyed the global economy. You think everything's great right now. So it's a very easy position to refute. And I will say at the beginning of the video, they read that laundry list of names. And what their technique is, what they're going to try to do, is they're going to come on the show and they're going to be like, you don't want to talk about Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes. You're not brave enough to have that conversation, young man. It's like, yeah, my name's Rex Jones. I'm anti-war. You're pro-war. Explain your position. I'm going to tear you apart. Because you support death. You support blood. You support the destruction of another nation. You don't have the right to do that. Mega, please. Play the rest of it. I keep
interrupting. We are saying to have us over there on any program ever for what? No, I mean, why can't we come and talk about conspiracy with you, Alex? Doesn't seem absolutely like you have can. Very much interest in talking about the non-fear-based truth of the conspiracy.
We love Trump. I love
and let's
Trump.
Break it down. The Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, InfoWars, all of these asshats making
assets.
These narratives. Assets. That's what I meant. Making these narratives. Step one, make outrageous claim with zero proof. Step two.
Got it.
Demand you disprove it.
Yes. Good
That's
luck.
How they do it.
Pause it.
No. Mega, you fail to understand. I'm sitting here providing factual evidence, okay? We're sitting here going over the things Trump has said, the things Netanyahu has said, the propaganda they feed people to prep them for this war. And we're against the war. Like, you don't need to, that's the crazy thing about media, especially with this conflict. You don't need to invent something. Something new crazy happens every day. So I think they're QAnon people. It is what it is. I'm going to talk to them next week. We played enough of them. Oh, look at that. That's the original QAnon shaman right there. That's the real image of what he looks like. You know, I know a guy that looks a little similar to that. You know, maybe that's like the Ben Kenobi version. But we've done enough of that garbage. I want to get the two sacks of freezer-burned hamburger meat. I want to get Lindsey Graham x Bill O'Reilly clip 11. Don't they look dead? Bill O'Reilly looks like he's been murdered and like electroshocked back to life. And Lindsey has a sheen to him that's like an aquarium that hasn't been cleaned in quite some time. He's got algae growths all over his head. So let's go ahead and play the two Grim Reapers talking to each other.
Do you think you're going to be successful?
Yes.
You do. Okay. But part B of the question is.
If we're not, blame me because I deserve blame. If we're not successful. You can blame me because nobody has advocated to take on this Iranian regime more forcefully than me.
Okay.
Okay, the crew told me Bill O'Reilly's actually messed up. If that's the case, I apologize, but you are all old and withered. You shouldn't be in media. It's time to retire. It's time to go. It's time to get on your bike and get the hell out of here. And, like, that goes to the same, even not more strongly for Lindsey. Lindsey promised as part of his 1992 campaign for senator or whatever he was at the time. I heard Lawrence Wilkerson talk about it. Lindsey promised to abide by term limits and promised not to serve another term. What, are we sitting here like 30, 35 years later? It's outrageous. Okay, he is messed up. All right, apologies. I don't want to be cruel. But let's go ahead and go to Lawrence Wilkerson on war crimes and the war. Actually, we'll wait for the break. This is my first time ever hosting the show. We're not going to do that just yet. We're going to come back in the next hour. We're going to lead into that. We're going to learn about war crimes. We're going to sit here and absorb the information, and then I'll disseminate it and go over it with you. In the next hour, after we get done with that, I'm going to be talking supplements. I'm going to talk Power Drive the Power Drive bundle, Methyl Drive and Power Plant, two products that I created to go alongside in conjunction with Methylene Blue. I'm going to break down ingredients. I'm going to give you supplement science. I'm going to explain to you what a supplement actually is, why you might be interested in taking one. If you are taking one already, I'm going to tell you what it's doing for you and your body, and I want to hear from you too. We're going to do call-ins after the bottom of the next hour, and I want to hear y'all's opinions. What products are you taking? What are you liking? What do you want to know more about? What's really swayed your opinion on supplements? What's gotten you interested in them over the years? Because like InfoWars is a jumping off point for a lot of people to get into nutraceuticals, to get into their health and wellness, to get into dietary supplements. That's what I did. That's my business. I operate a fulfillment center in Leander and manufacturing up in Dallas. I make a lot of these products and I've manufactured a lot of them in the past too. So I'm going to talk to you about it from a real high level. Let's have fun on the next break. Rex Jones News on Twitter. Please follow me. Rex Jones News on Twitter. Rex Jones News on Twitter.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. Put in the salt, IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. and I mix that with Ultra Methylene Blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification and the rest of it. Well, we've got the best Methylene Blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the Methylene Blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel, so good for your body. Essential iodine with Methylene Blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexshow.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexshowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com. But regardless, our Methylene Blue, our iodine is the best. And it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
I come from an administration of George W. Bush and Richard Bruce Cheney that committed war crimes that Colin Powell and his lawyer, Will Taft, and I agonized over in trying to present some message to the American people about them. This administration has committed more war crimes in the last few days than I think any country since Adolf Hitler committed. And that is an incredible condemnation of this entire process. We have bombed civilians relentlessly. We have bombed a school. We have bombed a hospital. We have struck facilities in the nature of Tehran's oil capacity that is now putting black poison all over 10+ million people. And we are essentially not bombing ballistic missile sites and bombing war materiel. We're bombing people. We took a lesson from the IDF, if you will. We are bombing people, as incidentally they are still doing in Gaza and doing now in Lebanon to a fare thee well. These are all war crimes. And one wishes with fond hope that someday we might be called before the bar of justice and have to account for these war crimes. And what you just talked about is a crime also in the eyes of international relations and people who want to keep decent international relations ongoing in the world. We're destroying that. And on top of all of that, and this is the real serious problem here for America, Trump and Hegseth and Rubio and the other entourage of their national security complex have completely misjudged the nature of this war, as has to a certain extent Bibi Netanyahu. This is a country as big as Western Europe with 93 million people, probably 90 million of whom will fight us to the bitter death, who live in terrain that almost killed Alexander the Great. It is entirely inhospitable to military operations, and Trump is talking about, actually talking about putting ground forces there. And the only way he will be able to claim any nature of victory is to do that. Only that will be the end of the empire's presence in the Levant and the Middle East in general, because we will not be able to sustain that economically, physically. We do not have the soldiers or Marines to do that. But that's what he's talking about. This is pure nonsense. There was a column in Haaretz yesterday, and the title of the column essentially was Trump will chicken out in this war, too. I'm sorry. He's not going to chicken out necessarily. That might be the tone intent he puts to it. He's going to be defeated, as are we.
Colonel, I wanted to ask you, we played that clip with Trump talking about all the damage that that Iran has sustained, but there's been very little acknowledgement by the U.S. military or the White House to the enormous damage that has occurred to the U.S. military footprint in the Middle East for decades. All of these bases and a radar, multi-billion dollar radar were established throughout the region. And what's your understanding of the nature of the damage that has occurred to all of these bases, not just among the Gulf states, but also even in Iraq and other places of the Middle East?
Yeah, that damage is enormous. And I think what you're witnessing right now is the initial steps of the empire, the American empire's retreat from the Levant. and the Middle East in general. I don't think we're going to be able to sustain our presence there after what's going to happen here, particularly if we stay at this for a long time and really do take significant casualties. We're already taking more casualties than people know about because the media is not being apprised of it. Yes, we had the ceremony at Dover, but there are people getting ready at Landstuhl, our throughput hospital in Germany right now, to accept multiple casualties coming in. They've stopped their civilian service and so forth at that hospital. And other things are being geared up too, like Walter Reed. I don't think they have even a modicum of appreciation of what kind of casualties are going to result, though, especially if we put ground forces into Iran. And that is the only way, unless he just lies completely about it, that Trump is going to be able to assert any kind of real force.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, or information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com, and thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah!
Yeah!
Into the War Room with your host, Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, we are back live. I hope you guys enjoyed the presentation. Not enjoyed, because it's hard information. I have to realize it's true. The breakdown from Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, the phenomenal Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, one of many people I watch on channels like Judge Napolitano's and on channels like Dialogue Works, laying down the law, because we have the 80, 70-year-old public officials, people that have been cabinet members, people that have been in government, watching this, witnessing it, viewing it, and actually speaking out on channels like Judge Naps and on channels like Dialogue Works. So I just want to say I'm a geopolitical news enthusiast. I love it. I'm very interested in geopolitics. I'm trying to learn more. I'm trying to read more. I'm trying to become more informed. When you go to the experts, when you go to people that have been involved in international diplomacy and conflict, you cannot find better resources than on those channels. You're talking about Larry Johnson. You're talking about Ray McGovern. You're talking about Pepe Escobar. You're talking about John Mearsheimer. You're talking about Jeffrey Sachs. You're talking about many other phenomenal people. But I got to say, Lawrence Wilkerson, if you ever see this, I don't think there's a way you would see this, but like, I really appreciate you. You've really made me more informed, not just on the global situation, but on what the values of an American actually are and the framework of international law, which I actually have a hell of a lot of respect for, and things like arms control treaties and trying to limit that around the world. He really pushes for that. People don't like Scott Ritter, but he also pushes for things like that as well. It's very important for Americans to realize that we are not a part of the New START Treaty anymore. There are no limits to how many nuclear weapons we can have. Trump let that usher out without trying to reenact it. The Russians tried to reenact it with us twice. We weren't interested in doing that. We are living in a more dangerous world by the day. And there are a lot of people, for some reason, that either don't believe nuclear weapons exist or that they're not really that big of a deal and we kind of have the right to use one. If you hear any of these people talk that have been involved in the highest levels of government, they are terrified of nuclear weapons. They, everything about them, they know is messy. They know they can't deal with. They know the American public and just the world as a whole would never recover if we use one of these weapons, or if another nation like Israel were to use one, God forbid. So I think checking in with the UNCS, you know, checking in with the UNCS is very important, and you really can't get a better news resource than Judge Napolitano or Dialogue Works. I'd also throw Glenn Deason in there as well. All phenomenal YouTube channels, a lot of the places where I get my facts and information. That being said, the other part of that cookie of knowledge that we'll get into before we talk about the supplements, who do you trust more? Do you trust the guy that worked directly under the Secretary of State and was in government for God knows how many years and it was the military for God knows how many years? Or do you trust two idiots on some sort of like closet podcast who talk about, you know, people that are, they don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater about Trump. They we need to destroy another country. They don't support destroying Iran. That means they're controlled. The feds don't want to blow up the country. You want to blow up the country because you're the patriot. What? So who are you going to trust? You're going to trust people like Lawrence Wilkerson or people like me that repeat his information, or are you going to trust the two people in the Trailer Park Shed podcast? So we'll get into that. Hopefully I'll have him on my show later on in the week or next week coming. I want to go ahead and throw up my page really quick. Can we throw up Rex Jones News on Twitter? If you're enjoying the show today, I'm sorry it's a little janky. Not used to doing a solo show on InfoWars for 3 hours, but I had to cross this off my bucket list. I had to get it done. If you look at that, 23.9K. If you want to help me get over the hump, if you're interested in any of the supplement information or any of my anti-war stuff or, you know, geopolitics in general, follow me. I give the best updates. I think I give the best takes. I'm always on there having fun. You can reach me on there if you want to. Tag me in some stuff that's funny if you want to. Let's have a good time. Follow me, Rex Jones News on Twitter. There's also the gray area. There is the gray area, and the gray area is the show that I do with my phenomenal co-host, Tim Tompkins. We do it Thursday and Sunday. It's a 3-hour show usually. We usually do it from 7:30 to about 10:30 p.m., 2.5-hour to 3-hour show. And that's been really phenomenal. We're coming up on episode 58 this weekend, so we've got hundreds of hours in studio together. And bombshell breaking news, cut back to me. Guess what we're doing? We're taking over American Journal for a little while. Until my dad decides it's a bad idea and kicks us out, whatever. Self-fulfilling prophecy, I don't want that to happen. My dad's always said, Rex, you've always been talented at talking yourself out of a deal. But it looks like, fingers crossed, we're going to be hosting the American Journal for the foreseeable future of the operation. And that's going to be really fun. You're going to get to watch us do our show from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. weekdays. So that's coming up. Ain't that exciting? Maybe we can y'all got any stock footage of people celebrating? Maybe we can throw some of that up. But gray area, American Journal, the American Journal X gray area, we're going to be live starting next Monday. You're going to want to be here for that. You're going to want to be here for that. Without further ado, and you don't have to throw the footage of people celebrating up. I was kind of just joking there. Let's talk about supplements. Now, before I pitch you this specific stack and tell you about why it's great and tell you about the things that it does, what is a supplement? Because a lot of the times people will just get something because it's trendy or they think it works good, whatever that means. I don't really have a definition of it. But fancy label, broad public appeal, people are like, boom, this is the thing that's popular. I'm going to try it. Whether that's like a greens powder or a mushroom complex or like a men's multivitamin, these are the things that people commonly take. Most common supplements, I'm in the supplement industry. I've been in the supplement industry really my whole life, but in self-business for myself, entrepreneurship for about half a decade here, coming up on 5 years. Energy and sleep. That's what people are looking for. Vitality is kind of a close third, and that's where you find kind of like the longevity, anti-inflammation, kind of like mushroom coffee, green drink blend, nootropic stuff in, right? But the kings have always been energy and sleep. And when I explain to people that a dietary supplement is just something that either replaces something that you already need in your body, like you're not getting enough magnesium, you supplement with that like a vitamin or a mineral. The word vitamin is vital amine. So a lot of these things are vital to you and your body. You have to have them. There are some things you make yourself, like a lot of the amino acids, like taurine, glycine, other things. But there are other things you can't make by yourself that you have to get from your diet, right? So that's the first category of what a supplement is. Now, what is the other category? I would define it as plant compounds. I won't use the word drugs, but you can kind of infer there. What are adaptogens? What are hormetic stressors? What are these, plant agents, these phytochemicals, these botanical products that people take, like an ashwagandha, for example, or like the golden root, the Rhodiola rosea, found in this little beauty right here, and we'll talk about it here in a second. What those are is they essentially act on either a positive or a negative feedback loop, and they have a mechanism of action that is, you know, like you'd see a traditional pharmacological drug. A little bit of a hard word there, but you know, something like ashwagandha, what does ashwagandha do? Ashwagandha takes the ashwagandha takes the cholesterol, the master source for all of your hormones, and instead of using it to make the hormone cortisol, it uses it to make the hormone testosterone. It causes steroidogenesis and other things. Another pathway, another mechanism of action it has, it's GABAergic. It activates the GABA receptors in the brain. It's the same thing that benzos do, although much weaker and in a safer legal way. What does that lead to? A relaxed phenotype, lower cortisol, increased testosterone. That's what a supplement is. And I'll give you the breakdown on the ingredients in these bad boys and these beauties and how exactly they model that with the vitamins and minerals that are in both of these as well. They're both whole mineral compounds, mineral stacks, as well as adaptogen stacks and bioactive compound stacks as well. This is CoQ10 and PQQ. CoQ10 does kind of the same thing that methylene blue does, but it's ubiquitous. It's already in your body. It's a natural compound. What it does is it helps the electron transport chain in your cell. It's vital for that, actually. The smaller the organism or animal is, like if you have a bacteria or whatever, or an amoeba, it has like a CoQ like 7 or whatever. A mouse is like a CoQ 8, I believe. And then you go up, I think like a whale has CoQ 10 or CoQ 11 or whatever. But humans have CoQ 10. It's ubiquitous. You need it. The studies are there. Incredibly powerful antioxidant, incredibly powerful antioxidant, incredible for mitochondrial health, boosts ATP, phenomenal for your heart. You know, one of the ways they study racehorses to see if they're okay, they check the CoQ10 levels in their heart. All right. And the studies have shown you take 300 milligrams of this a day, it increases your heart ejection fraction by 4.6%. That's a big deal. That's what we call in the scientific world statistically significant. And anything that's statistically significant, any kind of benefit or advantage or goal you could get out of a holistic supplement that's made with natural compounds that your body wants to use already, your body's already set up to use it, why not just supplement it and get that better effect? You know, a lot of people, they say, well, you know, creatine, it kind of works for me. I feel a little bit stronger. I feel a little bit fuller. But, you know, ultimately, is this worth it? Should I be spending my money on this? Think about the extra repetition or two repetitions. Let's say you're doing a traditional linear progression strength training program. Let's say you're doing Ripetus program. Let's say you're doing sets of five. Doing three sets of five, three times a week squatting. Right? Well, if you're able to get an extra rep that you weren't able to get each workout, you combine that over months and months and months and months. Even though that's a 5% benefit, it doesn't look that big immediately. We're min-maxing, okay? We're trying to maximize our stats. We're trying to let our body recover a little bit better. We're trying to have a little bit better of a workout, a little bit better of sleep. And by stacking those benefits and going down the line, going down the line, going down the line, as God intended, with the natural things that are already available to us, not some sort of crazy pharmacological drug, not some new one they cooked up. We have the supplements available to us right here. We have the things we need to use. Speaking on that, going ahead and getting into that, let's talk about methylene blue, because methylene blue is synthetic. It was actually one of the first synthetic chemicals ever created, okay? What is methylene blue? Methylene blue is a small molecule where you have nitrogen, 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 sulfur, chlorine group. The chlorine group on the bottom, that gives it its light scattering properties. That's why it's a blue dye, ladies and gentlemen. That's why it's a blue dye. The sulfur group donates an electron to your mitochondrial process. Now, what does that mean? What does that do for you? When you're going through cellular respiration, when you're making energy, the first stage of the Krebs cycle is the most harmful and dangerous stage. That's where you make superoxide. Methylene blue comes in, turns that superoxide into water. Bing, bang, boom. You end up at stage 4, oxidative phosphorylation, the stage where your cells actually get cleaned up. Why is this radical? Why is this amazing? Why is this incredible? Let me tell you right now why it is. Nothing else does that. No other antioxidant does it. Only methylene blue does. So let's go ahead and watch this nootropics expert breakdown on methylene blue. He gets into it even more. Methylene blue, the power of kings. Methylene blue. We're going to go ahead and play it now. I love you. I love the audience. Sorry, it's in there. It's a clip. Let's see it here. Yeah, it's a supplement second hour. It's under Mark Levin meme. That's also a good one. We'll get to that in the third hour. I want to take your calls on supplements. I want to see what you guys have to say about nutritional supplements, which ones you've tried, which ones you haven't, which ones you might be interested in. Do we have that video? Can you guys hear me? back there? I can't hear you on the talkback. All right, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Because here's the thing. What I'm a fan of and what I grew up doing as a kid was like seeking out the best ways to find the best information. And I'm a little bit lazy. I got some problems. None of us are perfect, but I really do consume the best media and I try to give it to you guys, not just in like a regurgitation way, but also in the ability of like, hey, like I want you to check out Judge Napolitano, Glenn Dyson, Dialogue Works. I want you to check out Lilo and Longevity. I want you to check out Nootropics Expert. I want you to check out More Plates, More Dates, the old videos that he made. There are so many phenomenal resources for both political and like metabolic information. If you want to empower your mind, if you want to empower your body, there are all these phenomenal resources for you to seek out. And I've really benefited from learning more. I really have. Let me read to you about CoQ10 really quick, because that's what's in this product. That's what's in Methyl Drive along with PQQ. Your body uses CoQ10 faster than you can produce it. Did you know that? So you need supplementary CoQ10 from either food or a supplement. You can get CoQ10 from eating fatty fish, beef, poultry, nuts, and seeds. CoQ10 assists with ATP production, I already told you that, that take place within the mitochondria in each one of your brain cells. Mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell, creates the ATP, it gives you energy. Methylene blue has incredible uptake in neuronal tissue. It seeks it out. It's so hungry. It rapidly increases glucose uptake in the brain. It makes you think faster, sharper, better. Everything you need, everything you want. This is kind of the ultimate mitochondrial health agent. And then you've got this bad boy in here. I've told you about CoQ10. What does PQQ do? PQQ increases mitochondrial biogenesis and also mitochondrial division, all right? So when you have a healthy mitochondria, you got to keep in mind they have their own DNA. When you have the healthy mitochondria, it splits and it creates two new healthy mitochondria and they go ahead and do their job. When you have a damaged mitochondria from the oxidative stress that we all encounter in our daily lives, from the toxins, from the poison in the food and water, from whatever, when you have that situation, the mitochondria that's damaged fuses with a mitochondria that's healthy and the resulting mitochondria is fixed because the healthy DNA fixes the sick DNA. PQQ aids in that process. It also has the highest quality magnesium and a lot of other ingredients in here as well, highest quality methylation agents as well. So you take this in concert with this, you're on cloud nine. You're rolling deep. You're doing really good. Now, how do you supercharge it and take it even to the next level? I've told you about Methyl Drive. I've told you about Methylene Blue. I've shown you why they're incredible. You take Power Plant. That's the cherry on top. What does that do? If you're a guy and you're back around here in the old days and you miss Super Male Vitality, let me tell you, this knocks Super Male Vitality out of the water. And I didn't even have to use any LH Medics to do it. All we use is the highest quality mineral blend around, proven to raise testosterone and free testosterone. High dose, high absorbability, boron, highest quality boron, highest quality zinc as well, combined with the cordyceps mushroom to increase your athletic ability, to increase your oxygen carrying capacity, to increase your resilience to stress, combined with the golden root, the Arctic Viking adaptogen. They literally chewed on it on the boats. Boosts dopamine and norepinephrine to your brain, helps balance that cortisol, and by nature of balancing your cortisol, it'll help you with your hormones as well. All of it is together in the Power Drive Bundle. Can we go ahead and show the Power Drive Bundle right now? Let's go ahead and get the Power Drive Bundle up from the alexjonesstore.com. Look how beautiful this is. Look how beautiful this is. Three products tailor-made to work exactly with and for each other. With you, become a better, stronger, faster, smarter human being. Help your mitochondria, help your energy, help your resilience. Get the Power Drive Bundle. This is literally a 360 win if you already take Methylene Blue. And it's 30% off site-wide right now. There's no discount code needed. This ends Monday at midnight. This is also the final week to enter to win both the Ford Mustang Shelby GT500, the 2025 Ford Raptor, plus $20,000 in cash. If you want supplements, if this sounds like a good deal to you, if you can afford it as well, of course, please get the Power Drive Bundle. Take your Methylene Blue use to the next level. We got to have it where it's bundled with the Methylene Blue already. We got to have that. We absolutely got to have that. We're going to get that implemented. And on the iodine, let's click on the iodine. Iodine, literally the top rated best product ever. Dr. Group brought it in. That's what really grew this operation and paid the bills for a very long time here. Look at this, guys. 50% off for VIPs, 30% off for everybody else. This is the classic InfoWars product, now back, now reloaded on the alexjonesstore.com. T3 trifecta iodine with the retrowave effect right there. You got holographic Alex on the label. Really incredible deep earth, nascent crystal iodine. You have to have a special license to do it. They don't play games because it's a precursor for everything else. You use it with the glycerin, it becomes okay. T3 trifecta iodine tincture, vitality boost, detox, cognitive function. Wow, really incredible. Let's get 50% off .com up right now, 50% off .com. Because I've just plugged for the InfoWars products. InfoWars products are incredible. I love them. I resurrected one of the old beauties. I resurrected Knockout Sleep Support. And I was very proud of Knockout. I helped develop the original formula when I was a kid. We've made it even better. If you've ever shopped on 50%off.com, you know, but you may not know it's back in stock. Knockout Sleep Support. It's got the L-tryptophan. It's got the valerian root. It's got the melatonin. It's got the lemon balm, okay? It's got the GABA. It's got the L-theanine. It's got the magnesium. It's got the hops flower, the blue chamomile from Germany, CO2 extracted blue chamomile. This is everything you could ever want for a sleep blend. And I'm proud to be able to offer this to people because here's the thing. They took everything away from us. They took everything away from me. This office is my home. I've been in this office for 17 years of my life. I've been coming here, okay? And they laughed at us. They sent us to $1 billion of debt. They're kicking us out of here. They're going to turn off the lights. God forbid if I go ahead and make one of the old supplements that made me proud. So if you want to support me in my independent business ventures, if you're already shopping at the alexjonesstore.com, which is, of course is very important, if you want to support this operation, if you want to support me, if you want to help me pay my rent, because I'm struggling right now, I'm just being honest with the audience, I'm going to tell you the truth. Let's throw up 50%off.com again. If you need a high quality product, if you need Knockout Sleep Support, I'm not asking you to just give me money and go ahead and go to supplements as well. I've got Brain Force as well. If you're interested in any of these classic lineup products, If this is a win for you, if it's a 360 win, please check out 50%off.com. I've got shroomforce.com as well. That's a mushroom site, a store I plugged on here before. But these are all phenomenal products. These are all available at really affordable prices. That's the thing about the Alex Jones store. Some of these people, I mean, if Glenn Beck and Ben Shapiro sold supplements, it would be like $80-$90. They're really affordable, really good price. It's always been budget premium, both at InfoWars Life and Alex Jones Store and with me too. We are providing the best value on the products. We do the shipping, the fulfillment ourselves. We make them ourselves. You know, people have been critical of Bigly. I'm really proud of Bigly because without Bigly, there really wouldn't be anybody else that had an operation at scale that could have been there to like help my dad. You know, my dad's an old dog. You know, like, this is his trick. Like, that's what I learned too. It's like being able to sell supplements. You sell the product so you can do the show. You don't do the show so you can sell the product. People that are greed motivated, this throws them like, I don't understand. You're not just gouging people. Yeah, it's called giving people a deal. It's called the 360 win. But like, if they weren't around, if they didn't have great products, and if they weren't willing to listen to us, and like, they've developed plenty of great products that I've had them make, we're making more in the future right now. Really supporting Bigly and supporting the Alex Jones store. Like, if you do that, you're supporting us because those were the only people that were willing to look at us, you know? And we really got to shout out Bigly, really appreciate them and all the hard work and manufacturing that they do out there in Arkansas, all the shipping, all the labeling, all of it. Really incredible team of guys. I just want to tell you about it again. Power Plant, incredible. The new Super Male Vitality, the new male exercise energy enhancement. Both men and women will love this product, men especially because of the testosterone and free testosterone benefits. I mean, I'm bald. You can trust me. This will raise your T to the moon. Power Plant will increase your free testosterone. I can make that claim because we use the actual amount of boron used in the studies to have that effect. Cordyceps mushroom, golden root, powerful adaptogens, increase your endurance, increase dopamine, norepinephrine, increase VO2 max and oxygen carrying capacity. Power Plant, unleash power. Power Plant. And we got methyl drive as well, especially if you're an older person, especially if you're already taking methylene blue. Let me break it down to you right now. Your cells have something called a Hayflick limit. Okay, there's a certain number of divisions and then it breaks down. It doesn't immediately become a cancerous Cronenberg monster. What ends up happening is the lights are on, but nobody's home. And that cell, all it does all day is pump out inflammatory cytokines and radical free oxygen species, everything you don't want. What does that cause? All the aches and pains, all the little twinges as we get older, the mom injury, the not being able to do the exercise anymore. That's called cell senescence. The lights are on in the cell, but nobody's home. You want to keep your cells alive. You want to fight against cell senescence. Take methylene blue, take CoQ10, take PQQ, take all these things together in concert. Take cordyceps as well. Phenomenal for your ATP, phenomenal for your mitochondria. Take it all. One, two, three. Power Plant Bundle. I'm telling you right now, we're going to get it so you can get them all three at once. But if you want the phenomenal bovine colostrum, if you want the phenomenal nascent iodine, if you want the phenomenal creatine, if you want the phenomenal optimal human products, if you want any or all of it, the time is now. 30% off site-wide discount, thealexjonesstore.com, 50% off when you're a VIP buying the nascent iodine. You really want to take advantage of that deal. I'm a shopper myself. I buy the products. I use the products. I love the products. I do this business because I love it and I want to share these phenomenal nutraceutical supplements with you. Thank you very much.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan's talked about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62, that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your doc chamber's on. Medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue, and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You're listening to The War Room with your host, Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back to the show. We're going to keep it real on the supplements. We're going to dive more in deep on the supplement side. I want to hear from you guys, the viewers and listeners in the audience. I want you to call in and tell me, which Alex Jones products are you on the fence about? Which ones have you tried? Which ones haven't? I want to hear from, you know, long-term people that have used the products, or people that have used the products for the very first time. But if you're a supplement user, if you're an Alex Jones store buyer, I want to hear from you. Now, we've got the Methylene Blue video that I was trying to play last segment here. We're going to go ahead and go into that now. I need to give out the number to people, and I'm not my dad. I don't have it memorized. That's 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. If you've got a supplement question, if you want to ask me about dietary supplements, if you want to learn about nutraceuticals, if you've got a question, if you've got a review on a product you love or you didn't like, whatever, it's fair game, open table. I want to hear from you. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Call in to the War Room with Rex Jones, the supplement guru. Self-proclaimed, but it is what it is. I am the supplement guru now because I say I am. Call me and let's talk about it. I want to hear about your favorite product. Let's roll into Methylene Blue.
Methylene Blue was first synthesized in 1876 by German chemist Heinrich Caro at BASF as an aniline-based dye for cotton staining. In 1891, German physician and Nobel Prize recipient Paul Ehrlich pioneered the use of methylene blue in the treatment of malaria. Ehrlich discovered that methylene blue, when it was injected to animals in the lab, it would quickly concentrate in the brain and had an uncanny ability to selectively target diseased tissues in the body. It was Ehrlich who coined the term magic bullet for this unique action displayed by methylene blue, and that term is still in use today. Methylene blue is currently being studied as a potential therapy for mild cognitive impairment, for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, and other neurodegenerative disorders, all sharing a common problem with mitochondrial function. Methylene blue has also been used to treat dementia, cancer, chemotherapy, malaria, urinary tract infections, cyanide and carbon monoxide poisoning. Now, as a nootropic, methylene blue is used to enhance mitochondrial function, increase cerebral blood flow, and it acts as an antidepressant. Methylene blue boosts brain health and function in several ways, but two in particular stand out. First, methylene blue improves memory. Unlike other nootropics, which often work by increasing neurotransmitter synthesis and neural signaling, methylene blue improves memory by increasing brain cell respiration, or how brain cells utilize oxygen. Studies show dramatic increases in cellular oxygen consumption and glucose uptake when using methylene blue. It increases cerebral metabolic rate through increased activity in the mitochondrial electron transport chain. Methylene blue functions as an alternative electron carrier in the electron transport chain in mitochondria. It accepts electrons from NADH and transfers them to cytochrome C. Cytochrome C is a component of the electron transport chain in mitochondria, playing a role in apoptosis and as an antioxidant. Methylene blue also stimulates glucose metabolism. Taken together, increases in cytochrome C and glucose uptake means that methylene blue elevates oxygen consumption, which helps glucose increase adenosine triphosphate production. Increases in ATP production provides more cellular energy for better overall brain function, including cognition, mood, and memory. And then second, methylene blue is an antioxidant. It has a unique mechanism of action that is fundamentally different from traditional antioxidants. During cellular respiration, the first free radical formed inside a cell is superoxide, or O2. Methylene blue binds to superoxide and reduces it to water. It stops the oxidative cascade at its very beginning, before it gets a chance to do any damage. So think of methylene blue as having a unique dual property. First, it increases cellular energy production, which normally leads to oxidative stress. And then second, it eliminates this oxidative stress, making it a metabolic enhancer and an antioxidant. Researchers tested methylene blue in animal models of neurological diseases. First, researchers used rotenone, which is a potent pesticide, which causes severe dopamine depletion in parts of the brain associated with Parkinson's. Methylene blue rescued brain cell mitochondria from the damaging effects of this pesticide by donating electrons in an electron transport chain broken by this pesticide. Essentially, bypassing the broken transport chain with donated electrons is an alternative electron carrier. Methylene blue also countered cerebral ischemic reperfusion damage, the tissue damage which is caused when blood supply returns to tissue after a lack of oxygen, as can occur with traumatic brain injury. Methylene blue accomplished this by rerouting mitochondrial electron transfer. This means that methylene blue dramatically countered the behavioral, neurochemical, and neuropathological impairment found in Parkinson's disease. Low-dose methylene blue supplementation provides memory-enhancing effects in animals and humans. It works as an antidepressant, is anti-aging. It helps dementia, Huntington's, and Alzheimer's. Methylene blue increases low blood pressure. It improves cognition in healthy people. It boosts mitochondrial function. It is antimicrobial.
All right, come back to
me. It can even eliminate fear and even slow skin aging. And methylene blue boosts acetylcholine. Research shows that methylene blue is an acetylcholinesterase inhibitor with a preference for muscarinic acetylcholine receptors, meaning that methylene blue prevents the breakdown of acetylcholine and makes it more available in your brain. Methylene blue is also an antidepressant. Methylene blue is a monoamine oxidase inhibitor.
All right, we're good.
It inhibits MAOA.
Yeah, so here's the deal, guys. Isn't that powerful information? Don't you want to know the truth about methylene blue? Well, you just heard it live here on the show. That's what it can do for you. It really is an antioxidant like no other. It's a very powerful anti-inflammatory. It's a very powerful nootropic. It does a lot of things. I'm not making health claims here. I'm just talking about what this guy said right here. It reduces oxidative stress. It turns the superoxide into water. It's an incredibly powerful compound. If you're interested in it, we have the best, made by the best people, highest quality with the flavor matrix mixed in. So it's really not an issue to take it. It's actually quite enjoyable to mix it in with various drinks and whatnot if people are interested in doing that. Really incredible, really powerful product. And like I said earlier, I made Methyl Drive with the CoQ10, the PQQ. I made Power Plant with the Cordyceps, with the Golden Root, with the Mineral Complex in both of these to be the ultimate stack to take together in concert with methylene blue. That's the Power Drive bundle, and you can get that on thealexjonesstore.com. We've got a caller on the board. We've got John from New Hampshire on methylene blue. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. John, how are you doing?
Hey, Rex, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to give a call because, you know, you're talking about methylene blue, and, you know, I actually just brought my nephew out here, and I was getting him off methadone, and I waited for 7 days. So he was off, you know, his body was pretty much off it. And then I started giving him my regimen, which was methylene blue, methylene red, shungite, and the green drink. What is it called here? Optimal 4. Anyway, he didn't sleep for 2 days. But after that, the next day he woke up like a brand-new person. He was already mentally to stop, but I mean, it's done wonders for them. And so I can just say that that's a good stack.
Yeah.
Someone's trying to help their family get up, you know, clean. So I can just take it from you. Right now we're 16 days straight and going strong. And so
congratulations to him, man. That's awesome to hear. What's the stack again? What exactly are you utilizing?
Yeah, methylene blue, and then methylene red, and then optimal human and shungite.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the times, a lot of the, like, negative moods and the feeling really bad and a lot of the, like, really crippling depression, and I've suffered with this, so I can talk about it. A lot of it comes from being in these hyper-inflammatory, super hyper-stressed, hyper, oxygen species inhabited situations where your body is just shutting down. And I mean, you think about someone having to detox off something, having to come off something that intense, and the process that their body is going to have to go through to get whole again. We're just talking about ingredients that boost your body and boost your mitochondria and your ability to recover ultimately. Like, we're dealing with the environmental toxins. We're dealing with the free radicals. We're dealing with the oxidative stress, and no one's in more of that situation than someone that's coming off a substance they're dependent on. It seems like it might be just speculation here. It might be really helpful to give them a powerful metabolic.
Yeah, you know, I can't say which one did it all. It's probably cohesion of all of them together, but I can tell you he hasn't felt this good for years. Well over 10 years, and so it's just amazing to have him like actually beside me right now and for him to be clean.
Absolutely.
And for him to not even want. He doesn't even want anything. He doesn't want, you know, what he was doing before, which was, you know,
method. Yeah. Well, it's a really potent MAOI. Like, even at 15 milligrams, it really dramatically reduces depression. It's not an SSRI. It's not like these tricyclic antidepressants that people traditionally think about. A lot of these herbs, like St. John's wort and other plants that people have taken for thousands of years, there are MAOIs, right? So, you know, here's the thing. Is it a good thing to take something that has a black box label on it that's crazy that some scientist cooked up 30 years ago? Or do you take the thing that's been, you know, tried and tested for basically 200 years at this point, methylene blue, been around since 1897? People have been using it to treat malaria since 1897. Truly incredible, man. How long have you been interested in supplements? When did you start taking methylene blue?
I think probably about the first month after Alex was promoting it. I'm in my office right now. I see a stack of methylene blue bottles empty.
Nice.
So I'm a firm believer in it. I've already had some other people that are part of the company that we have, and I actually got my dad on it, which really liked it as well. So I can only tell you really great things about it. And I you know, I don't know what was the magic bullet to help him out. I think it was part of him being ready as well.
Sure.
But everyone's telling me methadone is one of the hardest things to kick, and you have to, like, take a little bit less every time. We kicked it 100% off clean. He hasn't done any.
Yeah, sometimes it's about just having a little 5%, 10% boost, whatever it is. If it gets you over that mountain, it was an ally, not a foe. You know, it's very cool to hear that story from you, and thank you so much.
Yeah, I would like to add one more thing if I could.
Sure, go ahead.
You know, on your screen, when you actually purchase your supplements, sometimes it's really hard for me to find my favorite commercials that you guys have, and I want to show, like, my family, like, hey, listen, this is what it does for you. If you maybe on your purchase items, and have a couple of videos where I could just easily grab and send them out to people, that would be very helpful.
You're a genius, like, brother. You're an absolute genius. We're going to get that implemented. I'm going to harass Bigley. I'm going to call him. I'm going to get that worked into our system. And that's – I've been saying a lesser version of that for years. You just laid it out. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. John in New Hampshire, thank you for the call. We're going to go to the next call now. Let's go to Bart in Georgia, ordered iodine and methylene blue. Bart, what is going on, man? How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm a little bit tired because I haven't had any methylene blue for about 2 months, but the other day I ordered the methylene blue where you get the iodine for free, and
right.
I ordered that, and I'm looking forward to getting that on Tuesday.
Nice.
And y'all, I'm having problems paying the bills too, so if y'all could go to the alexjonesstore.com/redneck with a capital R, order the hell out of that stuff, please.
Amen. Thank you so much.
I've taken the iodine, and it really, you know, I was taking it for about a month, and all of a sudden I realized, hey, I just memorized 20 people's names, and I couldn't remember one before.
Right.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, the cognitive function increases from some of these things, especially the iodine, things that we've been massively deficient in for years. We have the best. I mean, the reason why the platform was able to grow into what it grew into is we had the best products in the world in the 20-teens, and we have them again today, and I'm really proud of what Bigley has come up with. But people were begging us for years to bring the iodine back. I mean, I would talk to people on the street, like, once they knew who I was and that I was involved in the products, like, man, we really love X2, we really love X3. And I'm like, it's coming. I'm really glad we have that available for people. How long have you been off the methylene blue, and how much are you looking forward to getting back on it?
I've been off of it for about 2 months, but I was taking it for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. The only downside is the your urine is blue, but
yes.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Yes.
An absolute just energy. I felt like I snorted a couple lines of cocaine. It was
Uh-oh.
Without the jitters. It was so strong.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's the thing about feeling so good like you're naturally supposed to. That's the good thing about removing all the oxidative stress and dealing with, you know, some of the poisonous reactive oxygen species and the things that it does. I just broke it down in that video. Like, this is a very powerful metabolic.
Yeah, I definitely recommend y'all. You will be totally satisfied with it. Thank you for taking my call.
Amazing, brother. Thank you. Anything else on your mind?
I'm just looking forward to getting my product on Tuesday. So thank you very much, y'all.
Amen, man. Thank you so much. Bart in Georgia. Let's go to Owl Killer in Virginia. Let's talk Iran. Let's close out the break with this. Let's have a, we'll do a 5 minute and then I'm going to go to, Chuck. We'll take more of your calls after the break. Owl Killer, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's up, man? For some reason, I don't get notified about your gray zone until like way afterwards. Like after it happens, then I get. So I guess I'm just going to have to try to catch you guys live because I like having a more long-form conversation. Real quick, I do want to say when InfoWars closes up, I really hope you guys come up with a nitric boost, like a similar product, and bring that over to the alexjonesstore.com because that I'm still ordering that from the website. But I've been getting the Ultimate Life Force.
Yes.
Of course, methylene blue, and I just got the iodine. But I wanted to talk about Iran. I think we're, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's not just for Israel. You know, again, we've had the Orthodox conversation. There's a serious issue with these doomsday cults, whether
yes.
it's the evangelical.
The fanatics.
And not just fanatics, but it's one thing. It becomes it's okay if you believe that in your own personal life, but now when you're implementing policy, you're intruding on everybody else because your own personal belief should not be making foreign policy. Part of me thinks that if he doesn't make certain moves, I just heard that guy Jing Zhuang or whatever, the Chinese. He's on all these podcasts. He's been on YouTube. Like,
Bing Bong Ching Chong, yes. Sorry.
Yeah, you know who I'm referring to? He was on Tucker Carlson.
Yes.
He said that, the world, like us, China and Russia, need to come to the table and decide how we're going to divide up the world. And he sees the United States, like we're going to end up taking Greenland and Canada. And Mexico and Venezuela, and those moves were made ahead of time, like the Venezuela thing, because we're at an economic collapse, and these are the last, like trying to rein it in, but or trying to like see if we can keep that old order. But this may be like the, it's the last
straw that broke the camel's back, perhaps, or another such example. Sure. I mean, I totally agree with you. I mean, the empire is at the moment where it's grasping for straws. And like, that's what all this religious apocalypse theory is in the Middle East. We're grasping at straws and we're trying to build and set up this new empire that isn't for us because it's the last thing we have the power to do. And I think you're totally reasonable. You're making the argument here. Like, why are these people in our governments making decisions when they're essentially drinking the Kool-Aid, thinking that the alien ship is going to beam them up? It's been a 100-year psychological warfare program that started with the Scofield Bible, and these people, they skin suit themselves, they pretend that they're Christian, but at the end of the day, when you're trying to usher in the apocalypse, when you're trying to force God's hand, that sounds like another religion.
Oh yeah, big time. And I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be mean to Protestantism. It's a cult. Protestantism across the board. It's a cult. You exist to protest the Catholic Church, which broke off from the Orthodox Church, and now it just has there's nothing to rein it in. And unfortunately, these people have infiltrated our government to such a high extent. I do want to say, thinking back on Trump, at the end of the day, I really support what he said, what he campaigned on. But at the end of the day, what did he do? Say globalist a couple of times?
Yes.
Every time he went to the World Economic Forum, he's like, what did he do? Like, he didn't say, you guys are destroying the world. You're destroying, you believe in depopulation. He could have called these things out at the World Economic Forum, not just pay lip service to it, and gotten the populations in these countries to you know, basically to rebel. He totally failed us with COVID.
Yes.
And, you know, like every time there was like a decision where he could have taken a stand, like the perfect stance to take with COVID, hey, I can't protect you, but I can protect your freedom, and we're not going to shut down anybody. If you personally want to stay inside, but I'm going to defend your right to keep your business open. And I am on the side of freedom, just like Eisenhower said. You know, I can make you totally safe, put you in the jail cell, you'd be housed, clothed, and fed.
Right.
The only thing missing is freedom. And on every issue, he has failed us. And it's like I love everything he campaigned on, but we put up with I would never hang out with the guy because of the big mouth. It's the person that we put up with so much of. The qualities of a person that you would never want to be around because of what he said he was going to do.
Absolutely. Let me come in here. Are you interested in Trump? I'm talking to the audience here, not you, Al Killer. Are you interested in Trump because of the steak, or are you interested because of the sizzle? Are you interested because of the anti-war policy, because of the anti-globalist policy, because of the America First agenda he pretended to support? Or are you pro-Trump because he's funny, he's likable, he's kind of Rodney Dangerfield type of comedian, he's just got personal magnetism and gravitas, and you kind of migrate towards the politician that you like? I think the mistake that we made, that a lot of people on the so-called right setter made, just people leaning towards anti-government kind of ideology, we thought a lot more people were with us on that basis, but they were actually there just to wear the hat. And that's very difficult for me. Here's the thing. I'm sure we got a ton of people in the audience that are diehard MAGA, diehard still support Trump. Even if you have some issues with them, I'm sure there's plenty of you that are still on that train. I'm not dissing you. I'm not making fun of you. I'm not saying that you're dumb. I was just like you. I was literally the same exact person up until about a year ago when I realized he wasn't actually doing the things that he promised to do. Really, when he gave that $500 million to OpenAI, I was like, okay, I guess he's the data center president. And I guess now he's the war president as well, but he's also the peace president. I don't say anything anti-war, denigrating the neocons to attack the people that have been fooled into supporting this administration. But I will say, the time left to support this administration is very short. You need to realize your mistake. You need to come out strongly anti-war, strongly pro-America, strongly pro-Epstein file release, something we're not even talking about right now, because of the wars, because of the conflicts. These are the Epstein class. It's the Epstein cabinet. It's the Epstein government. And we overlooked too much when it came to Donald Trump because he said all the right things. And, you know, any port in a storm is a good saying. It applies to, fat women. It also applies to Donald Trump. So any port in a storm, we kind of took that deal. Thank you very much, Owl Killer. Before the, actually, you know what? You got one more little point because we're here for 2 minutes. Are you still on the line?
Yeah. No, and Rex, you talk about the $500 to OpenAI. Look, I think the system is coming regardless. Right? You see how, with the Trilateral Commission and the Epstein and the Rothschild connection, we've been chasing ghosts.
Yes.
It's the central bankers. It's that control grid, and we didn't elect Congress along with them. People all on the same wavelength that we need to repeal the Federal Reserve, and you know that is basically the apex of this beast, and the system is coming regardless. And
yes.
In that aspect, I don't think Trump has a choice. You're going to get the left wing communists are going to get in charge of this, or it's going to be the right wing supposed populist group in charge of it.
That's why we got to break the left right paradigm. Even though I'm a fool, an optimist, whatever you want to call me, I believe the information is just so pure and so straightforward. We got to all unite hands and have protests like MLK Jr. just saying we don't want PDF files in our government. Hang the PDF files legally, lawfully, all of that. Get rid of them. Every other problem is really downstream of that. Thank you so much for the call, Owl Killer. Sorry to cut you off. Owl Killer is a frequent InfoWars caller and InfoWars caller as well, but we are coming on to the break. I will see you all in the next hour. I'm going to continue to take your calls. Stay tuned. Stay on board. The War Room with Rex Jones live. Join me at the start of the next hour. Love it. Love my country. Country is the best. Government's the worst. I hate Netanyahu. He should be in prison forever.
You Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say,
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Welcome back to the first 5 minutes of the final hour of today's War Room, March 20th, 2026. I am your embattled host, Rex Jones, here talking to callers today about supplements and the Iran war. We're going to get to everyone on the board, or at least most people. We're going to try. Let's go to supplements through the ages. Who is that again? Which caller is that? I can't see it on the board. Oh, you dropped off. Man, we're going to talk to you. I apologize. Forgive me, guys. Let's go ahead and go to the next guy on the list. Let's go ahead and go to Chuck from Ohio.
Oh, I got the blue to repair my motor control after a...
Hello? Did he drop off? We'll put him on hold. We'll put him on hold. We'll go back to Chuck. Let me talk to who's the methylene blue power drive bundle guy. I saw one guy, methyl drive and meth blue. Let's talk to Brian in California. Brian, have you used my products? Have you used the stack I designed?
Yeah, so get this. So I was doing the 1776 on the InfoWars store.
Yep.
And then I couldn't find a replacement. And now you just explained to me in your show during that commercial break when you're looking for that video.
Yep.
You're such a network guy, dude. You know exactly what you're doing. The
Appreciate
power plant
it.
Replaces that booster testosterone, and my wife is loving this. But I got to tell you, dude, doing the testosterone boost and all that stuff, the mushrooms.
Yep.
She was doing some research and saying stuff that was kind of like taking a little bit of a toll on my liver. But I don't think so, man, because I drink a beer and then I'm passed out. And I'm like, oh my God, it's horrible.
Right.
But this is supplements. This is food. Just talking mushrooms. You're talking about the Viking route, the Golden Route. Oh, my God, dude. We're going to battle. This is what we're prepared for. Let's get ready, get clear-headed. Power plant, replace the 1776 boost. Then I'm telling you, this stuff keeps you focused, driven. I've been a diabetic since 1992, type 1. Been on insulin ever since, on a pump now. I'm 46 years old, born in 1980. And I got to tell you, dude. My life is amazing, and my wife can't even keep up with me. She's 9 years younger than me.
Wow.
I'm telling you, this is amazing. I love the products. Rex, thank you. God bless you, your family. May the power of Christ come upon you.
Really appreciate that, man.
You do well through others. Thank you, brother.
Dude, thank you so much for saying that. And here's the thing. It doesn't take a lot to be super effective. All these other blends, you'll see them use a lot of fenugreek. You'll see them use a lot of horny goat weed. You see a lot of Tribulus terrestris and Tomcat alley. What all of those things are, sure, they boost your testosterone. What are they doing? They're LH mimetics. They're luteinizing hormone mimetics. What happens is your pituitary sends a signal down to your gonads to make testosterone. That mimics that signal. The problem is that's creating a negative feedback loop. By providing that signal, your brain goes, oh, I don't need to actually do the thing anymore. And even though your testosterone goes up, it goes down a couple weeks later. Now, with this, I actually didn't use many testosterone boosting herbs at all. You can talk about Rhodiola rosea, golden root, and the cortisol going down, the testosterone going up. That's also a factor. But really, to boost testosterone and free testosterone, highest quality high dose zinc, highest quality high dose boron. That's really all you need. And when you put that together with the cordyceps for energy, for exercise, just for overall vitality. I mean, that's why people have such an amazing feeling for methylene blue. This stuff is not a direct stimulant. Methylene blue is not a direct stimulant. It makes your cells work so efficiently that oxidative stress goes away, and then you're actually functioning as nature, as God intended, right? Because there are all these metabolic poisons in our environment. Really powerful, man. How long ago did you start taking it?
I started taking it as soon as you came out with it. I just doubled down and got, right. I tried a bottle of the methylene blue, and then you came out with the power plant and the methyl drive, and you did a power pack combo, and I got like five of them. Oh, that's it, dude. I still got them. I'm still taking them, but I'm doing little dosages every day, every other day. But I got to tell you, if I don't take my zinc, and now I'm taking copper just to
balance it out. That's right.
The glyphosate that's in the foods and all the General Mills and all that crap. So you just got to take that if you're going to be in contact with it. So, you know, I do the copper, and then do I need to take extra supplement on zinc if I'm going to do the power plant and the methyl drive? Or do you recommend, you know, just do a lower dosage of it with your supplement counter?
I think it's good at the dose that it's at already in the formula. What I would suggest is to supplement glycine as well. Glycine is that amino acid. That's the glyphosate is the analog of it. Supplement with glycine. Keep taking the power plant. Keep taking the methyl drive.
We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Dismantling the globalist agenda hour by hour. This is the War Room with Harrison Smith.
Yes, I am Harrison Smith. I have lost all my hair and have gotten slightly more muscular, but a lot more fat. I am the real Harrison. Do not believe your lying eyes and ears. If you've seen clips of Harrison before, I'm the real Harrison Smith. Just kidding. Rex Jones here. Final hour of the War Room, March 20th broadcast. We've got a bunch of callers online talking about methylene blue, their supplement experiences, but also the war in Iran. We're going to get to everybody. We're going to get to Max, going to get to AJ, going to get to Kim, going to get to Chuck, going to get to Robert, going to get to everybody on the list. For most people, at least, we're going to try our hardest to. Let's go to AJ in Texas talking about the methylene blue. Howdy, AJ. How are you doing?
I got a quick story, and then I had three quick questions.
Sure.
Story is, I went and got an echocardiogram. It was okay, but there was a few anomalies. This was about 3 years ago. Just got out of the cardiologist. I've been taking methylene blue. I didn't feel the tingling in my fingers, but I felt it in my chest. This next echocardiogram, after the methylene blue, came out completely normal, like no anomalies, nothing. Like just straight normal.
Wow.
So I was really surprised about that. And I just got out of there now. So I was like, man, I got to call and let them know.
Dude, that's really phenomenal. And here's the thing, we're not making any health claims. People take this stuff and like their prescription on their glasses seems to go down, you know, skin problems, psoriasis seems to, you know, there's some action there possibly. And like we hear more and more and more anecdotal reports, and it's just people like you calling in, talking about their experience. Here's the thing, the science of the pharmaceutical industry is funded by itself. The organizations that are supposed to run trials and supposed to investigate these pharmaceutical companies, they are bought and paid for. 75% of their funding comes from Big Pharma. So when we talk about these things that have been around forever, that are super cheap, that are super available, that are really tried and tested compounds for hundreds of years, like methylene blue is as an example, it seems to have some really phenomenal effects for people. What else have you noticed?
Well, that was like the biggest thing. I only take half dose. Like I take half dose 3 days a week. So I thought that I was like, man, what's going to happen if I take full dose?
Sure.
So that's what half dose. Other things, just, you know, the general cognitive stuff. But like, I thought it was so strange because I didn't get the tingling in my fingers. It was like in my chest. And then to have these results was just so like compelling to me.
It is crazy.
But, yeah, I'm sorry. I had three quick questions. The methylfolate, like I've been taking the B12,
yep.
And I wanted to know, like I heard that you can actually get too much B12, and mm-hmm. I just want to know your thoughts on that. And the other question was on retatrutide and what you thought about that. And
okay.
Eli Lilly taking it over and stuff.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So remind me what the first question was again. It was about the methylfolate and the dosage perhaps maybe being too high. I think
is that a thing? Is that possible with the yards? Because I do take it. It's a phenomenal. I absolutely cannot live without it.
Sure.
But I heard that you can actually take too much. So I just want to know your thoughts on that.
Well, the science on it that I've seen, the studies that I've read is that like it's water soluble. Basically, you're going to pee it out. Like even if you took like a crazy amount, and all those B vitamins, they're involved in cellular respiration. They're involved in like energy processes. They're super important and vital. Ultimately, I really don't know. I'll do more research on it. I do know that I probably want to reduce the methyl folate in this formula, in this methyl dry formula. It probably is a little too high. If you were to take two formulas at the same time by itself, I'm sure it's fine. There's always areas where we can get better. I would say if it's a subjective thing, if a person gets like red or flush, like a traditional niacin type response, there are a lot of studies on vitamin B3 on niacin reducing or increasing the good cholesterol, but then the health studies pan out. It doesn't actually produce the health effect long term. So, you know, the B vitamins are weird, but I think you're probably going to be good. As far as retatrutide, the GLP-1 agonist drugs are going to put every single bodybuilding coach, every single diet and fitness trainer person out of a job. Like it's the most effective thing you can do to lose weight because it makes you not hungry. And then if you're not hungry, it also increases your metabolic rate as well. And the further and further and further along they get with like the second, third, fourth, I think they're on fifth gen now, GLP-1 drugs. The more effective they're going to be at really replacing that role of like diet and training for people because people just won't eat. At the same time, it's a very powerful mechanism you're messing with in the brain and also in the stomach as well. You know, in the past when I cared more about bodybuilding or lifting, I'm out of shape right now or whatever. But like when I cared more, I would take some MK677, which is a ghrelin mimetic. And I really noticed like some negative effects with like the visceral fat and belly mechanics, putting stuff like that on. I just, when you're messing with, forces in nature, it's kind of a little dangerous, but no one can deny that the drugs are very effective. Got another question? We'll take one more.
The other question was are you planning, because I know you have a fat burner on there, and like I have a real hard time with the
right.
Like losing like weight.
Right.
Like I build muscle really fast, but I also like hold a lot of water and put
Me too.
On like a lot of fat. So I was wondering if, yeah, like do y'all have anything, like do y'all plan on doing anything for that? I'd really appreciate it. Thanks, Rick.
Sure. Well, I really like Ultimate Burn. I really like dihydroberberine. Berberine, of course, is a glucose disposal agent. That means it shuttles the sugar around and makes sure it's utilized more by money and respiratory processes than being stored as fat, and minimizes fat storage. Really, at the end of the day, as far as it comes down to like dieting stuff, I like Ultimate Burn a lot. I think it's a phenomenal product and I highly recommend it. that's one of like three ingredients you could really do, with one of the other ingredients being caffeine. Like when you're trying to lose weight, it really just involves increasing basal metabolic rate and really fasting, like a once a week 24-hour fast to clear glycogen away out of your muscles and out of your liver so that you're actually able to become insulin sensitive again. And really like doing like a 3-day fast once a month and taking it really serious and getting into ketosis before you fast. There's all sorts of tips and tricks. You know, I want to do a supplement show. I think I'm going to do a supplement show once a week on the new network where we're going to talk about all these things. But you do have the right idea. There are these mechanisms that you can use to kind of skew that fat loss towards being more in your benefit, right?
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Rex. I appreciate it, man. 100%, I love the work y'all do, man. Keep it up.
Dude, thank you so much. Thanks for calling in, bro. I really appreciate you calling into the show. I like talking to you. Let's talk to the next person holding on the line. Was it Max in Wisconsin? We got to talk about Iran. Let's take a little break. Let's talk about the war. Max in Wisconsin, you've been holding for a while. What's up, brother?
Hey, how you doing, Rex? It's
pretty
Friday.
Good.
Quick supplement question. You mind first before Iran?
Absolutely. Let's go.
What's your opinion on colloidal gold? I've been taking
Never
it
heard.
For a while.
Wow.
Like colloidal silver.
Yeah.
You know, but it's gold particles. And it really helps, weirdly enough, with like intuition. And like it feels like your dreams get extra vivid. I'm a lucid dreamer person, and like I'm able to lucid dream a lot easier when taking colloidal gold. And, you know, they use it for like conducting electricity. It's great for that. So, like, taking little particles of it seems like I have, like, a better flow state. You've never taken it?
No, I've never taken colloidal gold. I haven't heard of it. I'm going to have to read up on the studies on this. People are saying, and like, there is some speculation about anti-inflammatory and mood elevation. I personally haven't looked at the research, and I haven't tried it myself. But you say it's pretty effective for you?
Yeah, and I wish InfoWars would come out with one so I could give you guys
I'll look into it. I'm making a note right now. I'll look into it.
I've been getting supplements from you guys for a long time, and it seems like it's always a better quality than the Amazon or the store or whatever. You know, you get a better bang for your buck. You know, I remember Ancient Defense and
Ocupower.
Yeah, that one was really good too. It was like the poor man's DNA force.
Right.
You know, I wish those would come back.
Dude, we're working on it, man. Here's the thing. If you guys want me to be more involved in the process, and I am, I work with Bigly a little bit. You call Bigly, you call their customer service, and you tell them, I want Rex Jones making more of these products that I'm interested in. Go ahead and call them. I'm telling everybody in the audience right now, call Bigly, leave them an email. Cause here's the thing. Like, I make the effort. I try really hard. I got a ton of different formulas, a ton of different projects, a ton of things like implementing those video ads that we talked about earlier with the other caller, but I don't have the means to affect change because I'm not in Arkansas and they're very busy. They're running a very big harbor and I'm a little ship and I do get it. But that being said, call and harass Bigly this week. If you have fun with it, whatever. Next week, whenever you see rebroadcast, tell them you want me on the job. Tell them that you would buy more products if it was me generating them, getting you what you really wanted. Thank you. What's your question about Iran?
More like commentary after hearing you talk about
sure,
it.
Sure, sure.
I agree with what you said. Like, you know, obviously, you know, the war and killing and murder is bad.
Sure.
But it's kind of like U.S.'s MO, modus operandi, mode of operation, unfortunately, you know.
It's true.
And you saw with, like, the petrodollar, it was, like, a threat to our economy, and it was, like, a mess-around-find-out situation. And have you ever seen that movie? It's kind of before you were around. It's oldie with Christopher Walken. It wasn't really a good movie, like Brainstorm, but the movie Pool Junkies?
Oh, I can't say I have. Break it down.
The Lions. The lion speech in that movie.
I'll watch it. I'll make a note of it now. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you go to YouTube and look at it, it kind of like perfectly encapsulates what I think is going on with Iran, where like, you know, there's this lion in the wilderness, and you know the hyenas and
Lions. No, I know, brother. I know from a different reference. Now I know. Yeah, and the hyenas are picking with them. They're messing on them. They're doing what they're doing. The lion gets up. Go ahead.
Yeah, then eventually every once in a while the lion has to come up, go out and just tear their crap out of everything, you know.
And I don't know, it kind of feels like, unfortunately, that's a situation we got to go through every once in a while in this sick world we're living in. And, you know, with America, it's kind of like, you know, we have like this giant schlong.
Yes.
And it's like, if we're not using it, you know, it's like you got this big muscle. It's like other countries would be happy like a clam to be in the same position we are, being the biggest guns in the world, the most
yes.
powerful country. You know, so at a certain angle, even though this war is absolutely horrible, you know, and it's anti-Christian and because
yes.
of, you know, killing innocents, you know, there's a certain aspect, at least we have to be grateful that we're on this side. You know, it's only about 3% chance you're born here in America.
That's very true.
In North America.
That's very true. We're incredibly lucky to be Americans, and we live in the lap of luxury. Even now, with all the decline, with all the degradation that's gone on, we still do have a lot to be grateful for. And ultimately, these are wars of choice, but it's like you said, that's a great line. It applies to the human body too, and all these things, they're systems, just like the human body is a system. These world governments, our government, the globalists, it's all a system. Use it or lose it. If we don't use our imperial power, then it'll slip away from us gradually. And that's been the U.S. argument really since the Gulf War, and that we have to enforce it, and we have to show shock and awe, and we have to be in the region. If we are not the world policemen, we literally played that one clip, I forget who it was, calling himself the sheriff or whatever, saying America's the sheriff. If we're not the sheriff, there's going to be a new sheriff in town. And I think that logic may have held true in the 20th century, but going into the 21st century, where we're at now, where the world is so interconnected and is already so multipolar. I mean, you look at China, for an example, and a lot is talked about of China, like, you know, they're the great enemy, they're America's real enemy, they're about to fight us, we have to always stay prepared. China is just kind of letting America slit its wrists. And it's very Confucianist, it's very Buddhist, it's very their culture. Why would they interfere? Why would they get involved? We're doing everything they need us to do already. And Iran was just kind of that bear trap that we walked into. This is not a weak country. This is, because of the circumstances and the distance and the degradation of our empire in Ukraine already, and all those factors are what make it this, it is a near peer. And it's not a near peer traditionally. I know the only military asset they basically have are small boats with rocket launchers and medium and long range ballistic and hypersonic missiles and drones. But that's all you need if the United States security interest, Israel, can't be compromised. Because guess what? Israel is the size of New Jersey. Iran is the size of nearly three Texases. Okay? So we got ourselves involved in this, and it's like you said, we have this big muscle. We're going to have to use it anyway or lose it. This is like the big guy at the gym who can bench like 385, putting 700 pounds on the bar. It's going to be too much, or not even. This is a guy putting 400 pounds on the bar, and sure, it looks like something he could lift before, and he's lifted similar things in the past. But we all know, if you've trained, if you could do 385 barely, ain't no chance you're doing 400. And that's what the U.S. is doing right now. Any closing thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the U.S. can handle Iran personally, just like, as you see, like, I think they let Iran degrade over time, you know, like you saw with their Air Force. But they've been around so far that they can do, like you said, an insurgency and wear us down economically. You know, and regarding China, you know, I think they're lying about their numbers of the population, and they lie like Russia and other superpowers. You know, there was that one, I don't know if you saw it, scientist, who said there's like only about 500 million people in China, according to internet data.
Really?
And she was Chinese in herself. And, you know, it makes sense, too, because they had that whole one-child policy. It's like, how are you going to have, you know, how are you going to have all those kids from post-World War II? You'd have to have five kids per person, which they weren't having because of one-child policy. So, that, you know, it's just like how you said, there's so much disinformation. And I'm so glad you and other younger people like Fuentes, you know, are putting Israel on blast, because obviously, you know, they've gone so far. But that's
gotta
what
be done.
The U.S. signed into. They signed into that ally, that agreement, so they kind of have to dance to the music.
Let me come in here really quick, because I totally agree with you. Everyone wants to put all the blame on Israel for everything happening. They're just doing what's in their interest. Is it evil? Is it cruel? Is it wrong? Absolutely. But those are their morals. Like, we're the ones that signed up on this project. We signed up on this program. Look at Randy Fine. I want to congratulate Israel on its mostly peaceful bombing of Iran. It's all a joke. It's all a scam. It's all a fraud. We fight these wars for these people, but it's a part of our deal, and we're involved in it too. And the Americans are just as guilty as the Israelis. And that's why when I think about the Gaza genocide, or when I think about that school that we just blew up, I just like, okay, like, I guess we paid to bomb another elementary school. I guess we paid to starve another, you know, a few thousand people. Whatever, I guess that's American foreign policy. Powerful points from you. I really appreciate you shouting out, us for, you know, calling out the regime for what it is. I'm going to talk to you again when you call in again. Call into my show, man. I'm live Thursday and Sunday, and I do call in portion as well. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Robert in Alabama. Good old Alabama.
What's up?
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I knew you as a kid. Yep. Hey, just the supplement stuff. Rex, since you're all into this now and you got the brain function to do it.
Sure.
Do you remember the Real Red Plus?
Yes, Real Red Pill.
I've got the Real Red Pill Plus, whatever. But I'll tell you guys this right now. I'm on the Methylene Blue. I don't even know what Chilajit does.
Right.
I haven't studied it. Still, I still got so much stuff of X2. When I get on that Sirius, I maybe will smoke a cigarette a day and won't even crave beer.
Right.
So I don't know what it's doing to my body. Like, I've got all the ultimate CMOS in here, but because I've got the X2, I don't even take the CMOS right now.
Right.
Because there's no reason to.
Yes, I am. You're correct. But,
yeah. And so, yeah. But, I mean, that's it. And then, kid, keep doing what you're doing because you're taking the baton over.
I appreciate it, man. I'm doing the best I can, especially on the product forefront. Here's the thing. It's like, let's throw up Knockout Sleep Support from 50%off.com right now so I can make this point more clearly. I want to be more involved with Bigly because I want to bring more of the classic products back. And here's the thing. Bigly's great. They don't understand the hunger that the audience, that the viewers and listeners have for the things that work for them for so good for decades. Literally, I'm going to bring them back. It's my mission to bring them back. Let's take a look at 50%off.com. 50%off.com is one of my supplement stores. It's one of the places you can still get Brain Force Ultra and Knockout Sleep Support. Go ahead and click on Knockout right there. $29, time-tested, time-proven, hundreds of thousands of units sold of this product. It's got the melatonin. It's got the valerian root. It's got the hops flower. It's got the GABA. It's got the magnesium. It's got the L-theanine. It's got literally everything you need for a perfect night of sleep. It's cheaper than if you're taking melatonin and magnesium together separately. Take Knockout Sleep Support and enjoy the benefits of 8 different pro sleep, pro rest, pro recovery compounds. I mean, here's the thing. I'm very passionate about this stuff, okay? I made this product because I care. I suck out the exact bottle we use for the old one because I care. I spent weeks working on the label because I care. And look what I've delivered you. A resurrected InfoWars Life, now 50%off.com. This is not InfoWars Life. Knockout Sleep Support product. And if you're interested in that, if you took that over the years, if you want to make the decision to support me, to help me, if you want me to do more media, if you want me to be here, I'm working as hard as I can. I got to be able to pay my rent. I got to be able to pay for my studio. I do my own show, Gray Area Talks, Gray Area Media. I'm live every day on my Twitter, if we can throw that up, Rex Jones News on Twitter. I live, breathe, eat, and sleep this. I have employees. I have a fulfillment center. I have a manufacturing facility. This is what I do for a living. I only came on the radio, came on air again because I just had to speak about things. But if I can help sell products to help this place stay alive, if I can help sell products to support my show and create a 360 win for people, 50%off.com, high quality supplements. Jones CBD, high quality CBD. I put supplement formulas in together with the CBD guarantee. Can't beat the price or quality. Shroomforce.com, phenomenal adaptogens, phenomenal mushroom supplements. Click on that Dreamwave right there. Click on that Dreamwave. This is another phenomenal sleep win. If you're interested in sleep and you don't just want the Knockout, you want the CBD, 50 milligrams full spectrum CBD, 1500 milligram tincture in total, 3 to 6 milligrams of melatonin between a half dropper and a full dropper, and a ton of German CO2 extracted blue chamomile. Blue chamomile contains apigenin. Apigenin modulates GABA. It also lowers estrogen a little bit. If you're a guy, want to boost your testosterone, this is literally the ultimate recovery blend for you. I mean, here's the thing. I'm just going to plug until the end of the break, and then I'm going to go ahead and get to the calls, the rest of the people on the board. If you want highest quality ashwagandha, if you want cordyceps, if you want lion's mane, if you want better exercise, you want a better brain, you want better recovery, you want less stress, go to shroomforce.com. Why not? Check out the products. Check out the price. I guarantee for the price and for the availability, you are not going to find a better deal anywhere else. If you're going to take a stack, if you want to take a formula, these are phenomenal ones here as well. If you want to do the research on single ingredient, you want to take a really high milligram amount, I provide you the means to do that on shroomforce.com. That's shroomforce.com. That's I'm saying another one now. That's Shroom Force, Jones CBD, and 50% off. I sell methylene blue too, but I won't plug that on here because that would be blasphemous. Okay. InfoWars Life or InfoWars Life. Alex Jones store, they really do have the best tincture. I made a capsule product. It's on bluevitality.com, but don't pay attention to that. I get mine from them. This is the one I usually use and take. I take my capsule one every now and then, but here's the thing. I've been doing this literally not my entire adult life, far before my adult life. And from an early age, I saw the positive effects people have with supplements, wanting to take them, seeking them out, wanting the best price. And I always wanted to be involved in that. And when I left here at 17, 18 years old, I think I founded the company when I was 19. I got into this business because like it makes me happy and proud to see a product go out the door because I know someone's going to get it like one of our phenomenal callers and they're just going to have an amazing, incredible experience with it. And that's what we're about. We're about creating a 360 win, an incredible experience. Get the AlexJonesStore.com up. We're going to just show that as we close. The AlexJonesStore.com is something I look at it. It's just like Bandot Video. I look at it and I smile because they tried to take this from us. They said, Alex is the crazy supplement guy. Oh, I know. We'll take InfoWars Life away from him. We'll take InfoWars away from him. Screw Alex. Guess what, buddy? Alex was faster, smarter, and tougher than you and already had an alternative system set up with Bigly. AlexJonesStore.com. Defeat the globalists. Spit in their face. We're still here. InfoWars, Bandot Video, The War Room. Rex Jones, your host today.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 50, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke, in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades. They have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research. The human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer, but they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this. But the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off, regular customer 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation, total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
With your host, Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
What do you mean by that? He said the war was militarily won in Iran. What did you mean by that?
Oh, I think we won. We've knocked out their Navy, their Air Force. We've knocked out their anti-aircraft. We've knocked out everything. We're roaming free. From a military standpoint, all they're doing is flogging up the strait. But from a military standpoint, they're finished.
So how much longer can the Americans...
Приехали евреи, уговорили, израильтяне, не евреи. А то, особенно наши, там же наших половину уже в Израиле евреев. Наши бы так не сделали. Израильтяне приехали, Бенни Нетаньяху, газу стерли с лица земли. Но Иран трудный. 1 200 000 квадратных километров. На всякий случай. Это... почти в 6 раз больше Беларусь, и страна горная, попробуй сотри, и в горах спрятаны боеприпасы, ракеты и шахеды. Поэтому недооценка была серьезная американцами. Ну, пошли на поводу, наверное, у...
So apparently Trump declares the war is over. That's coming out like 36 minutes ago. Of course, he declares the war to be over every single day. The conflict goes on, but he's saying the conflict has ended apparently. We'll see how that tracks because, of course, for other ships trying to pass through the Strait of Hormuz, it is open just as long as they cut ties with the U.S., buy the oil and Chinese yuan and make arrangements with Iran, reportedly to pay them millions of dollars per trip through the Strait of Hormuz. So we contrast what Trump says, yet another claim of victory, with Lukashenko, the prime minister or president or whatever of Belarus. And he states very clearly that Israel dragged America into this war, just like Joe Kent said, just like everybody with the brain knows. All right. And we can have differences of opinion on how to deal with that problem. The reality is that problem exists, and it's not anti-Semitic to say it. It's just like looking at geopolitics. Like you have a nation, which by its very definition, by its flag, is an ethnostate. All right. Just think about that for a second, okay? No other nation is allowed to be an ethnostate. There's a nation that's an ethnostate. They're waging a genocide. They dragged the world empire. They dragged the hegemon. They dragged America into it. What is the end result? The end result is an emperor who cannot walk away, who declares victory every 5 seconds, but knows that his legions will be destroyed should he put them on shore. So he projects power with his air resources. He projects power with his intelligence. He projects power by letting the Israelis do more bombings. But at the end of the day, he doesn't get to decide when this stops. He can only press further on the gas pedal. There is no brake. Welcome to 2026, to the Iran war, the future world war conflict that, God forbid, heaven pray that doesn't happen, it may turn into World War III, and Trump doesn't have the ability to stop it. That being said, wanted to give you a little breaking news. We're going to get back into the callers. Who do we have on? We want to talk to Don. Don's talking about constipation with some of the products. Don, how are you doing today?
Is that you, Rick?
Yep.
Hey, I'll put this down. I was working.
No, you're all good, brother.
Hey, your supplements. I try to buy. I like a lot of them.
Sure.
You know, like Nitro Boost and some others. But like B vitamins, I like them. Or B energy type stuff.
Sure.
But it leads to constipation after a couple of days.
Really?
And like, what do you got? That power plant.
Mm-hmm.
And methyl drive, one of them was like that, and I've got two bottles sitting there on the shelf, and I'd like to take them.
I'm not sure, because the methyl drive specifically, it's got 200 milligrams of magnesium bisglycinate in there. I mean, that's a kind of a constipatory aid there. But the ingredients in here, the CoQ10 and the PQQ, they don't cause constipation. I haven't seen that reported. The B vitamin in here, the B12, maybe some people have that effect based on their specific phenotype and biology. I haven't heard that reported. I heavily researched every single ingredient in both of these blends to make sure there wouldn't be common problems like that happening. With the power plant, the Redola, I take that daily. I don't have constipatory issues. I take cordyceps multiple times a week. I don't have issues there. Everything else in here, I'm not sure. It may be particular to you. I'm not sure. But like, if you think about it from a perspective of trying to alleviate constipation, first thing you're going to want to do is get properly hydrated and take more electrolytes, and you're also going to take magnesium.
And less beer.
That may be a factor. See, you know, I know what this does. I know what that does. I don't know what they do plus beer. That's the study we got to do.
I feel you on that, though. Your supplements are pretty good. I mean, they're better. You can't. That crap Walmart sells.
Right.
I'm done with them. But you guys' stuff, as a rule, is two times better than the other stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought I'd mention that.
No, I appreciate it. I'm going to look into your question more, because like, we want everyone to have the best experience. And like, when I saw your thing on the board there, I was like, I got to talk to Don. Because like, Don's having an issue with the product or whatever. We're having like a biology thing. Like, I want to talk to Don. I want to see where he's at. I care about you. I'm proud of making these, by the way. I don't make these to sell them. I make them to make them. All right. And people tell me I'm stupid. My dad will go, Reg, you're stupid. You need to market that better. It's like, well, like, it's just the best formula around. I want to be able to sell it. Right. So thank you so much for your call, Don. Anything in closing you got to say?
I'm glad I was able to speak to you, because I like buying better quality supplements.
Right.
And a lot of stuff I buy out of InfoWars has been great.
We pride ourselves on it, man. And here's the thing is like, when I was in this building 17 years ago and there were three people in here helping my dad, we got to 78 employees, not because of grifting or anything like that. We had the best products around and they gave the best effects to people, and people bought them for us for decades, and they're still buying them from us now on the alexjonesstore.com and on the new platform. Here's the thing. It's like my dad says, he's like, I just want to sell you what works. I want to have the best restaurant. We have the best supplement products. I would say that these products are five times better than anything you'd find in like a Publix, an HEB, any sort of place like that. And I'd say they're about two times better than anything you'd find in a Whole Foods, okay? I'd say they're comparable to some of those, you know, artisan pharmacy shops where people get things custom formulated and whatever. These are the highest quality formulas on the market. Let me tell you what the real scam in supplement is. What the real scam in supplements is the proprietary blend and the branded ingredient. What happens is, and I knew this, I did consulting for a company that made like millions of dollars a month basically in supplement sales that wasn't InfoWars. I flew around, I drove around the country, I talked to all sorts of manufacturers and people. What I would discover inevitably is some 80-year-old boomer drooling over a traditional Chinese medicine textbook and then pulling out a piece of printer paper with $14 a unit printed on it. Yeah, I use my form of carnitine, studied to increase cellular respiration. You can make the same exact claims that these people make about their products. You can make the same exact claims as these people if you just use an efficacious dose of the ingredient, of the generic ingredient. But these other people, they don't want to use 300 milligrams of golden root. They don't want to use 300 milligrams of cordyceps. They want to use a branded, reduced milligram count version of that product because they don't understand the industry. If there's someone that's doing it, if they're buying inventory business to business, if they're getting something white labeled, they don't know anything about it. All they know is shiny, fancy claim. Maybe I can fool someone into taking this. And the manufacturer, all they've got to do is sell units and print money and rely on that low information, B2B customer base that exists in the white label supplement world. I completely reject that. I've rejected that since I was young. I've seen it. I've said no. You give the efficacious dose in the formula. You give the people what they demand because the people demand quality. And how the hell would you ever expect to do business for decades and decades and decades without selling the exact right products, without selling the exact right stuff? We wouldn't be around here today if we sold subpar garbage. We are here today because we embody excellence with every single one of these products. Let me specify again. Methylene Blue, pure excellence. Methylene Drive or Methyl Drive, pure excellence. Power Plant, pure excellence. These formulas, if you look into them, if you ask a researcher about them, if you plug it into studies, if you use AI, you will discover we only have the best because we want you to come back. We want that 360 win. Really incredible. Let's talk to Carol in Pennsylvania, wants Bigly to make a CMOS tincture. Sorry you're holding so long. Carol, how are you doing?
Hi, Rex. How are you?
Doing good.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to, I heard you say that the T3 is similar to CMOS.
Yes.
I had initially started on a CMOS tincture.
Okay.
Until I discovered Alex. And I was wondering if you guys could suggest a big way to try to make a CMOS tincture.
Absolutely.
It was just convenient because, you know, once you took your morning dose and you needed a little extra at night, you could take it. It was convenient.
For sure.
More than anything else.
A lot of the initial science on supplements, especially like the herbal botanical tinctures like you're talking about with the CMOS, you know, the initial, the people that came up with the concept of like an adaptogenic herb and like all these resources from TCM applying them to modern medical science, it was the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union ran massive tests on a lot of these different herbs, including golden root, including things like CMOS and other items. And what they would use is a tincture base in a high quality, like 4-to-1 or 8-to-1 extract. So that's absolutely something that we want to consider doing in the future. That's absolutely something that I'm going to look into doing. Like, if you call in, you're passionate enough to ask for it. I know that it works. So I'll talk to Bigly about it. Thank you so much, ma'am.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Love the callers. Thank you so much, Carol from Pennsylvania. Let's go to Methylene Blue War Cry in Iran. Let's go to Ernest.
Hey, Rex.
Howdy.
I first off want to say congratulations on being welcome aboard to
thank you
the permanent position that you might have for as long as it lasts. But yeah, so Methylene Blue, I haven't taken it probably in the last couple of weeks just because I'm not really that super active.
Sure.
And I can't take that much of it because then I'm like, go, go, go. And I don't know what to do with myself. But I think it's outstanding. It gives you a really good viewpoint of everything that's going on around you. You're very aware of your surroundings.
Yes.
And what you have to do and your thought process is a lot better.
Yes, you're shifted into that direct mode network where instead of not being able to focus on things, you're locked in. And it modulates acetylcholine. That's another reason why it does that. Powerful point.
Yeah, that's what I like is the focus. I'm not really looking for the energy, but it did make me stop drinking energy drinks.
Yep. Very
which
common.
Which is pretty outstanding because I was addicted to those things for years and years and years, and they're horrible.
Yes.
Outside of that, the war cry, I know it's not a supplement,
smelling
but
salt.
I just wanted to say that if you want to wake up really well and just be like, woo, that's the way to go. But then there's another thing about Iran that I wanted to tell you about.
Let's get into it, man. I'm here for both topics. Let's go.
All right. So the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit got deployed on the 18th of March out of San Diego.
Right.
So they're going to go join the 31st that's out of Okinawa in the Strait of Hormuz or somewhere slightly out there. The big point that I thought about this happening is that the unit that is the battalion landing team is, a lot of people probably don't know this because you probably haven't listened to it, is BLT-35, so 3rd Battalion, 5th Marine. Could you take a guess as to what their name is? Like what their...
Oh, I don't know. Is it, is it going to be something insane, like... pro-Zionist or something like that? I don't know. Just lay it on me, bro. I can't even give a guess. Operation, I don't know, Blue and White or something. Team Blue and White. I don't know.
Dark Horse.
Oh, wow. They're coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think that's going to be successful?
Yeah, when I found that out today. I don't think that they're going to be successful. I know 3-5 is a really hardened battalion, but they have a history of being flung into really, really bad situations like 3-5. So my personal history.
You military?
I was in Afghanistan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, former Marine. Yep. I got out in 2012. Re-5 got sent into Afghanistan, and they got plunged into the invasion in Sangin. I don't know if you remember.
I don't.
Sangin in Afghanistan. Oh, that was like one of the worst situations in in Afghanistan for a long
time. I'm sorry for all that y'all went through. You guys are heroes. I'm sorry that our government is so evil and so corrupt and so twisted and that we keep doing things like this in the Middle East. Let me ask you, as a Marine, what's your gut level reaction to all of this stuff going on right now?
I think they're walking into a giant trap.
Yes.
I think it's the very same setup as Abbey Gate.
Mm. Monsters.
And Abbey Gate was my former battalion, which was 2nd Battalion, 1st Marines. They always pick the best ones. The 31st going over there is really questionable to me. It seems like a placeholder. I've been on the 31st before, and that's not where you go. You don't go into the Persian Gulf. They're like, who else do we have to go somewhere?
Yeah.
Well, let's send in 3-5. Let's send in Dark Horse in our apocalyptic war that all the commanding officers and everything are saying to their troops.
Yeah. It'll be another thing like Afghanistan that they try to excuse. I think when you're talking about Abigail, you're talking about the disastrous withdrawal. Are you talking about
disastrous withdrawal, but Abigail was the situation where we lost those 13 Marines.
Yes, and the suicide bombing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sent one battalion. Just by itself is like 1,000 guys.
It's not enough to deal with the entire country that's trying to flee out of the last airport. It's disgusting. I mean, the videos that came out of that, we memory hole stuff. And like, here's the thing. When I criticize Trump, it is not an endorsement of Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a monster and a war criminal as well. Those people flying off the plane, holding onto the plane, falling down and then splatting on the ground. It's just unbelievable what our country does, man.
It takes a long time for you to see it too.
Yeah.
Like, I think, you know, you guys have been talking about veterans' input and everything on all your shows.
Yes.
And I think that we're all in consensus because we've seen this, we've experienced it. I don't want anybody to go through that again.
Right. Right.
That's a whole another generation that's going to be totally ruined.
Yes.
And I know my own personal struggles. Like just a few months ago, I lost two of my friends to suicide. Like,
I'm sorry to hear that.
In the same week. It seems to be a course of the par now.
Yeah.
They don't care about us. They don't care about what happens to you after you're done. They just kick you away.
That's how they treat us.
See you later. Yeah. But you don't have to feel sorry for me. It was my decision. I was lied to.
Sure.
We were all lied to.
Absolutely.
And I was doing exactly what I felt I had to do.
Yes. Here's the thing about all of us, man. All of us here in America, these people have defamed our name across the nations of the world, across the entire planet, because they take unilateral military action, or they do a lack of it, or they send our troops, our boys in there to die, and they just act like it's numbers on a screen. I often compare Trump to an iPad kid, and it's the same with all the presidents, right? It's just, it's thousands of miles away. It's not real. They signed up to do the job. I'm the commander in chief. I get to make these decisions. And really, the commander in chief, what he's supposed to do is enact the will of the people. And the people didn't vote for any one of these wars. The people voted against this specific war in Iran. Thank you for your powerful testimony and your powerful call, Marine. Really appreciate you.
Hey, can I ask you one more question before you
sure.
leave?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. I've also had a bunch of my friends from the wars that still keep in contact with me, and they all have heart conditions
yeah.
that they didn't used to have. And when they go to the doctor, they tell them that it's really common to combat that.
Yeah.
Do you think that you could look into something that maybe is going to increase heart health?
Well, I got good news for you. It's not a supplement. It's a drug. You got to talk to your doctor about it. It's a whole class of drugs, really. I'll recommend one specifically. We got to talk beta blockade. We got to talk beta blocking. What happens to the heart? What happens to cause the change that is unhealthy? It's called morphology of the heart, right? And as your heart pumps, or as it pumps harder, as you get more stressed out, as you're exposed to more adrenaline surging situations, the morphology of the heart changes. The left ventricle grows larger. There is a stress response. Electrical signals start to get messed up. You can end up in AFib or having a heart arrhythmia or one of these things. Thank God we have a class of drugs called beta blockers, and there's three different beta receptors. You got beta receptors in your heart, you got beta receptors in a lot of different places in your body, in the smooth muscle and the lungs. You got beta receptors in your brain. You're going to want to take one that's selective only to the heart. Although if you have anxiety issues and you don't want to take a benzo, something like propranolol, which is extremely unselective, it goes everywhere in your body, can also be super effective. What these drugs do is they blunt that adrenaline response, so you're not going to have the elevated heart rate. You're not going to have that morphology change over time. And eventually, these drugs have been shown to reverse remodel. You can get healthier heart function over time if you take the beta blocker and you're consistent with it for year over year over year. Beta blockers will save your life. You have to look into these things if you're a part of these affected populations. If you're someone with an arrhythmia, if you're someone that was in the military and now has heart issues, I guarantee a lot of that has been caused by the chronic stress blockade. You can reverse a lot of that. It's called reverse remodeling. Look into beta blockers. That would be my suggestion. I would also say CoQ10 is a no-brainer. It increases heart ejection fraction by nearly 5%. Anything that's statistically significant is really important when it comes to just heart and overall body health. I would say a lot of CoQ10, 300 plus milligrams of it a day, combined with a beta blocker that you get from a doctor. That would be my response. I hope that's a helpful answer. Thank you, Marine.
Thank you, sir. Stephen Dallas.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, brother. We're going to go to one more caller. Actually, you know, we're coming up on it now. Oh, no, because I feel so bad every time I look at the call sheet. We still got people on there. Let's go to Kim in Florida. We'll close it out with her. We'll have fun.
Hey,
howdy.
I'm going to be watching on Monday. Congratulations on your new show.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Hey, a bundle for women.
Yes.
Like, I love the methylene blue. I thought I'm never going to be able to sleep. I sleep like a rock.
Yes.
It's awesome. Okay, so a bundle for me. I take a multivitamin
yes.
and some other things. What do I take? What should I take?
As a woman, you know, I would really want to come out with a Alex Jones Store Reishi mushroom product. A lot of the women that I talk to, they talk to me about immunity issues and sleep issues. It's why, like, really... honestly, the only thing they're missing from their range, why I keep throwing up Knockout Sleep Support, we don't have a high-quality sleep blend that's tailored towards women. We definitely want that. I also hear a lot about the anti-bloat, about, like, water retention and stuff like that. Might you be interested in something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have too much of a weight issue. I don't want to gain.
No, not like that. I just hear, I don't know, because I don't have, you know, female anatomy and whatever, but I hear that certain times of the month there may be certain issues with, like, inflammation and stuff.
Yeah, no, not so much. Well, not so much bad. I mean, I have a pretty healthy
sure.
diet, you know, stay away from other stuff.
Sure.
But anyway, hey, I want to talk about the ACE front
sure.
and make sure people go to watch that And Harrison had on his show, I can't recall the lady's name, but in Ohio, they're trying to, it went past their house, an anti-Semite, you can't say, like, I hate Jews because
that's illegal. Yeah, they put you in jail. It's hate speech. That's what they say.
Okay, so what, and then, you know, it says, well, we want to change it so we could keep, I can say whatever I want to say.
That's
because
right.
I'm American.
That's right.
This is ridiculous. If you put in, you can't say, I hate black people, I hate women, I, you know, it just sounds so stupid.
It is stupid.
And if it goes through, it's going to be like one little more inch that they got, and then next thing you know, we'll be like the UK.
Yes.
It's just, this is out of control. Everybody knows the difference between right and wrong. The right brain thing, this is wrong.
Yes, it is
and
wrong.
It could have stopped. It could have been stopped, but his fucking head is so big.
All right, we're going to close it out there. I got 23 seconds left. Absolutely correct. It doesn't take a Mensa scientist to understand this. Our country has been co-opted, occupied, and controlled. We're fighting wars we should never been involved in. We're bombing schools we never should have bombed. I'm an American. I got red blood. I'm pissed off about it. I know you are, too. This has been a phenomenal broadcast. Stay tuned. Monday, we host American Journal.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say,
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.